you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, yeah, it's tedious.
TheWhiteStuff.biz.
I guess that's a good slogan for, like, before they're being wiped off the map by paragliders. But anyway, it is the Daily Show.
I boycott them having bodies.
Boycott them having a right to exist. I boycott their right to defend themselves. How about that?
I boycott the Daily Show.
I think it's Daily Show at 1097. Yeah, 1097. Indigenous Peoples Day edition.
Yes,
welcome. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Indigenous Peoples Day. Today we are celebrating the indigenous people of the Levant region.
Of Palestine, yes. We're celebrating the indigenous people of Palestine today on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Taking a little concern about this creepy worldism.
Oh, but dude, we don't like indigenous people because they're brown.
They dealt a powerful blow against colonialism.
Yes. No, I completely
and
support.
And I celebrate every little second. Every fucking drop of blood is precious. Every stupid kike that's been thrown, like, bound and gagged into a tunnel under Gaza so they can't, like, empty, like, is great. Every dead raver, I hope 250. I hope that's, like, an undercount.
Well, you know what I was saying?
What you were saying. I hope every one of those ravers died. Because what's more cramped? Like, who wouldn't want to, like, paraglide into Burning Man and kill them all?
Right. This is my thing. Look, if the raver chick, if the raver chick Holocaust turns out to be true, I consider this justified retribution by the Palestinians on behalf of the people of the world for the creation of psytrance music. Okay, let me just explain. like that is justified retribution for the creation of Israeli psytrance. Okay, which is the fucking one of the ugliest and most disgusting forms of music ever created.
This generic techno crap.
No. There's a particular genre of. I actually like some electronic music. There's a particular genre
belongs
of
in video
EDM
games. Okay.
Called...
I can't really tell the genres apart, unless it's like, I know what jungle sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, dude, I should play you that, some like, of the worst Israeli psytrance ever, just to fill you with even more hatred. No, it's so bad.
I mean, as it is.
Trance?
Psytrance. It's like PSY.
It's like psychedelic trance.
Yeah,
psytrance.
It's a particularly Jewish type of trance, and it's what all these fucking rich Jewish kids go and do. Also... Like, you know, it's also what they do. Like, they get women to go to those things. They get, like, model women and stuff like that to go to those type of parties so that, like, these creepy old rich Jewish can, like, pick up a sex trafficked woman or get a sugar baby or whatever.
I recoil at the idea of having a rave dance party in a war zone. You're on occupied land and you're going to cry about it when someone fucking... When a Morlock pops up out of the ground and grabs your precious like Elon, it's like sorry, like you're partying like this isn't a war. You're partying like you're not on occupied ground. This is occupied ground, and it is subject to counterstrikes because you've been fucking bombing and slaughtering
and
civilians for decades.
Why would
the crying about it is like the framing of this whole thing is ridiculous. And frankly, it's only possible because of all the boomer fucking Shabbos goy that run the American state.
Yeah, and it's because
it's because
of the fucking it's because of just complete saturation of Jewish media into these people's brains for God knows how many decades.
What my faggot governor is doing today? He's flying the American flag at half staff.
Burn it.
What? Why?
Dude, it's closer to the ground. You can reach
faggot.
It with a fucking
he's
lighter.
He's a Northern Virginia faggot.
Burn every American
I saw this,
flag.
This video last night of some British announcer who said that like every government building in Britain was ordered to fly an Israeli flag and
burn
to
them instead
and to light it with like appropriate lighting. I'm like, the appropriate lighting is like gasoline in a match.
The appropriate lighting is like
that's the appropriate lighting, right? But so yes, I want to go back to your point about the rave on occupied territory. Those kikes were told by their government that they might there might be rocket fire in the area of their little dance party before it went on.
Yeah.
And they were actually shocked when these fucking the soldiers of God started landing like angels on paragliders coming out of the sky to scare these satanic devils away from their satanic devil music.
Oh, literally, that's what you heard.
A few weeks ago, I bought the world's cheapest paramotor on AliExpress for $3,000.
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar Express right there,
and started it for the first time. This bad boy is powered by a knockoff 170cc twin-cylinder engine made from an RC airplane. It supposedly will make 84 pounds of thrust and only weighs 35.5 pounds ready to fly.
There you go.
So now we know why. So remember, like, was it Stryker?
Like, shop that guy with, like, a headband.
Doesn't Stryker, somebody posted, like, for, like, 6 months in Gaza, it was, like, shit was really, like, unusually quiet. It's because they're waiting for AliExpress to finally deliver
things. They're waiting for these things to get...
It's like you order from AliExpress. Dude, there's nothing express about
this paramotor is tiny, and I absolutely
this is like it's like it's like a Harbor Freight that takes that's like it's Harbor Freight on a barge somewhere.
They're waiting for like Tractor Supply to finally come through
the harbor.
You're right.
And also the structural integrity of the harness. I decided to roll the dice on the battery situation for now, but I did have my FAA certified rigger friend, Tom, take a look at the harness.
Wait, your what?
Harness.
Oh, rigger.
Okay, because so many people are afraid that I'm actually going to fall out of the harness and die, we have an
imagine taking all these precautions.
You know who's not afraid of falling out of the harness and dying?
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine taking all these faggy precautions where you could just fucking, you could just like land in Israel.
Dude, I was seeing, I saw the videos of them like launching the paraglider, some of the, where they're playing the Nasheed and stuff. They had like pull motors. So like one guy was behind one of them like pulling to get the motor started, and then the other
just
buddy,
run and jump
they
away.
Would just jump right off the fucking cliff.
Fuck
dude,
yeah.
These guys have brass fucking balls.
And a woman
and anybody,
wished me luck.
I gotta say this. Like,
even though she had no idea
go ahead.
I had
a I'm playing this song.
Anybody that wants to fucking equivocate.
Sorry, go ahead. Do you need help?
Yes, well, I need Israel destroyed.
Yes. Yes, you are hostage now.
Yes.
Come with me.
Yes. Oh, dude, the best take ever is of all the things for BAP. BAP like waited 24 hours before saying anything, before coming out with something like absolutely dripping with irony. I want to know something, BAP, Mr. Bronze Age fucking pervert.
Well, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know anything.
No, no. I don't want to know anything. I got a question.
BAP, just kill yourself.
Seriously. Is rhetorical. Well, kill yourself, but where is your enthusiasm for the idea
of taking
fucking war brides? Like the Palestinians,
or just taking territory. His entire stupid book was about how like there's no territory.
Mastery of territory.
Like there's territory that needs to be mastered. Right, it is occupied territory, and these people fought back. Where is your? Oh, yeah.
They fought back by going and kidnapping war brides. We literally, where are the memes, BAP? Where's the jokes? Where's the funny stuff,
BAP? Because
BAP
is literally Jewish.
Right, because he's literally Jewish, because, and they were like, stealing war brides from your tribe, like, BAP.
This is like a really... It's kind of frustrating that this still exists as a controversy, but it's like, if you don't support Palestinians, just rope yourself. You're just a... You're Lindsey Graham.
Like,
you're a fraud.
And I'm here to be totally unequivocal about this, and give anybody who feels like they need to equivocate on it the tiniest bit of integrity and courage. Just fucking have it. It's not hard. Once you start doing it, it becomes infectious. Once you stop being like a quibbling fucking loser on the issue, and somebody wanted to come in and like police me, I'm sorry, you're just going to look like a faggot. Like fucking the guys that were trying to police this sentiment, they always look gay.
Hamas is doing the policing right now.
Yes.
Not you.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the fucking brass balls. How can you not admire guys who had the fucking Jewish kike boot on their neck for generations, who like cobbled together these machines and literally flew over the enemy?
We have to go in a different direction, or I'm gonna like quit because I can't talk about people who are doing this. Like,
all right, well, let's just celebrate.
You're just objectively stupid or a pussy or Jewish, and I just don't care. Like it's no secret. Like the amount of PSYOP material on the internet
is out of fucking control. If you get PSYOPed, will be mocked. The Jews are on PSYOP overdrive right now because of this.
I heard
it's a very simple issue. These people are taking the fight right to Jews, and they're killing them. Celebrate it, or be a fag. That's it. You literally don't have another choice, and there's no argument. And people are trying to intellectualize it. You want to write fucking paragraphs of text into a fucking browser to try and counter the point? Kill yourself if you see yourself doing that. Just stop. Fucking support it.
It doesn't make a difference if you do that anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit because I'm not changing my mind. So if it makes you nervous, then fine. But I know that our audience isn't like this.
If you change your mind.
Our audience isn't like this.
Even if you change your mind, Hamas is still going to attack. Hezbollah is going to join when Israel invades. Like, all this is totally out of our hands.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I don't know how to like communicate to you how gay you are.
Well, I would say it's not totally out of our hands. There is stuff that we can do. Because if it wasn't, why are Jews spending so much time trying to psyop people? Why are they spending so much time lying? Why are they spending so much time suppressing us? If what we do and say didn't matter, they wouldn't be doing that. They're doing that because it matters. Why don't they just let us spread the word everywhere? Why don't they just let us have access to everything and just let us say whatever we want if it doesn't matter? It does matter. They are spending massive amounts of resources to psyop and suppress people online. Elon Musk's Twitter has been totally exposed for what it was always meant to be, which is just a Zionist shill site. It is a pure Zionist shill site.
Wasn't it a piece of information that came out about Framegame over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Framegame.
Authenticate my account. I can't. I'm just. What is this?
What site is that?
This is. I just try to go on X.
And they're now locking you out.
I have an Arcos. I haven't used Twitter since.
Well, you know what Dawson told me? Dawson told me that literally before he got to post, the morning this shit kicked off, his account was banned.
They knew he would come running to post about this.
I don't understand what I'm supposed to do.
That's so where I got the shirt from.
He had a Twitter account. He had a Twitter account.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know what the hell that is. Is that some kind of captcha or something?
What the fuck is that? Elon Musk is saying today.
He's just saying dumb shit. He's just saying
gay
dumb
shit. The real fight is between right and left. It's not between right and left, but rather between humanists and extinctionists. Gay.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, Elon.
Yeah.
Let's say the real fight isn't between these two abstractions. It's between these two abstractions. Shut the fuck up. Right and left are actually better abstractions than humanist and extinctionist. That's just made up dumb shit. Like, shut the fuck up.
Apparently, he got in a little bit of trouble because he had suggested a site that was somewhat pro-Palestinian. And of course, Jews were merely kvetching about it.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're actually pro, like, I mean, Keith is trying to like support the Palestinians within like whatever bounds he can't quite detect on Twitter. But I don't expect him to last long if he continues to do that. Like the entire, you know, they are going hard at him simply for saying stuff like, you know, wow, like look at what these Jews be doing, and you know, he seems to be trying to recruit Christians into changing their minds on it, but. Sorry, Christians in America are completely befuddled and brainwashed by Jews, for the most part.
I've proven that I'm human. You need to make sure you're a real person. Oh, so this is just going to be like
this is an endless loop. They just don't want you on there, dude.
Oh. I figured they're going to make me delete that tweet where I said death to Israel last week.
Yeah, you're probably just deleted for that. Dude, Alan was telling me on his Facebook account, he put a Palestinian flag and it was removed.
Yeah,
that's for being a symbol of hate. That wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened, you know, a few days ago.
Yeah, it's a symbol of hate because, you know, you're a third worldist and you're some kind of cuck if you're into that, you know. That's why they, you know, that's why they delete it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just assuming like I can't.
But I am a third worldist. I live in America. It's a third world.
Yeah, it's a third world country.
I'm expressing solidarity with my third world brothers in Palestine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm a third worldist.
You live always in a third been, world country been. Too, so there you go.
Did I get one wrong, maybe? Yeah. Am I doing this wrong? Maybe I'm doing this wrong.
Dude, I also have Jews ruining my life, so.
Yeah, dude, Twitter is just a Zionist propaganda.
All I
want to
do
is
read bad takes, and I can't get on there and read bad takes. Like, okay, what is
I managed to get in, so I don't know. But this account that I have has been banned for like 6 years. So it's just, yeah.
Oh, legacy band.
Are we still playing the paraglider commercial somewhere?
Yeah, it's in the background. Sorry.
Okay. Nice.
I feel like I just saw the hit. I thought I just saw the Hitler image, and now it's gone. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the AliExpress.
Oh, look at that mustache. Guy. There he is. See, he's got like. Yeah.
Is this really an endless loop, or am I just? I might be doing this wrong. Like, so I've got the Saturn thing, and then I've got the little bear.
I think you
thing.
Have to solve a puzzle.
I have to solve five puzzles. So I put the guy in the seat. Like
what the fuck? Puzzle?
Using the arrows, move the person in the indicated seat. So here's a little thing sleeping, and there's like Saturn or something. So
maybe
to me, that's
too
like,
dumb to
this
solve.
This is the
it
name
correctly.
Of this row, and this is the name of this column. I believe that's what I'm doing. Oops, wrong button. Submit. I am submitting.
Maybe you're actually it's the same puzzle but different.
Yeah,
they just keep making you do it.
Yeah, well, it takes five. So there we go. The shamrock and whatever the hell that thing is. Five done. You've proven you're a human. Continue to your action. Oh, Oh, now, okay, I did it twice, and now my account is available to use. All right. All right. I mean, we'll see.
Weird.
Will I catch a... All right, I'm unlocked. Welcome back. Oh, like I have a... So my feed is gone. So I'm not following anybody now?
Yeah, they just...
I am not
you.
Following anybody. I have 992 followers, but now I'm not following anybody. Did everybody I followed get fucking...
They might have just all
get
gotten banned.
The fuck out?
Yeah.
So now I'm not following anybody.
But yeah, as soon as I...
What am I getting in for you?
So Mark Hamill is trending. What did he do? Did he...
Oh, he said that America and Israel always... He just did the standard. He said the line, Bart.
What, that America and Israel will always stand together or
yeah.
something?
Just, yeah, what a fag. Shit.
Really?
It's pretty standard.
Yeah, no, but I was wondering if maybe he was... Jews were doing a pogrom against him because he...
Oh, man.
I made the press.
Oh, I shouldn't even look at this.
What are you looking at?
Threads. I know Threads is going to be...
Well, Threads is basically dead.
All right. It is.
Like, nobody uses Threads anymore.
Gas
right?
the Threads.
Gas right. the Threads.
Thank God.
So it's not following, but these are the people that I'm following. It says I'm following. Yes, I know. So what the
so,
fuck?
So these Jews are also fleeing like oh, rats. Right. There was a picture this morning.
That's what I want to know. Like, why are these people fleeing their beloved homeland if it's so important to them? Oh,
right.
they have
because
well,
they're a bunch of pussies.
Because they run the entire world and can go wherever they want.
Right? They go wherever they want.
Like, they can go hide out in New Jersey until the whole thing blows
yeah,
over. Like,
or
that's
Palm Beach
kind of like where can you,
up and down
you can't
coast.
Even rot. You can't hide anywhere.
Well, like, they when, were Benjamin Netanyahu says. To the people in Gaza, like, you should leave because we're going to... It's like, where? They're literally not allowed to leave. It actually is an open-air concentration camp, yet these kikes are fleeing everywhere. The Turks said Jews fleeing Israel can, like, stay in Turkey for 90 days if you want with no necessary, like, visa or whatever. They're also going to be... Oh, boy, if you want to see tears for Israel, go into a fucking Ukrainian account. You will absolutely see nothing but tears shed for these kikes.
I saw a post from one of the fraud like white advocates talking about people that were like for the Russian cause and for the Palestinian cause about it's like trying to pretend like there's some kind of inconsistency there. It's like, well, your situation is completely consistent. Like, you support Jewish like direct war and proxy war.
Well, here's
if you
the
support,
thing about
if you
the
support
inconsistency
Ukraine,
thing.
You support Ukraine, like, yes, you're supporting a NATO-Jewish proxy war. And if you support Israel over Palestine, you just literally support Jewish war. You support yeah. greater Israel. So it's like, I don't have to ask you. I don't have to, like, guffaw and clutch my pearls. Like, I can't believe this. Like, no, it's like, you are totally predictable and consistent.
Well, here's what happens. That. So here, let me explain this inconsistency thing. So
there's no inconsistency.
Will, I know. But I want to
like,
explain.
It's an affectation.
Here's the problem. See, you could say, like... You could go down the inconsistency route if you want. Like, you could say, well, like, say you were somebody who's a critic of us. You would say, like, well, you...
This
see,
is totally consistent.
That right there is, like, lunatic levels of inconsistency, right? If you think there's... That is clown world level of inconsistency such that it's practically a meme, but what? That guy's probably completely for real. But here's the thing. So, the inconsistency accusation, like, somebody would say, well... You complain about like the occupation and ghettoization of Palestinians and you support their right to fight back, but then you would go back and you would have in World War II supported the occupation ghettoization of Jews and not supported their right to fight back.
Right,
like,
exactly.
No, but I have a consistent position, which is anti-Jewish, mm-hmm. right? See, that throws all that stuff out of the way. When you try, this is one of the things that Jews do. When you try to,
wait a minute though,
make it about an abstraction. Right. When you try to make I'm against occupations, I'm against killing people, or I'm against like or I'm for something. Right. Like Elon Musk. It's not right versus left. It's humanist versus extinctions. All that stuff just confuses everything. It confuses the issue. If you're saying like even if you want to go to the level of like national sovereignty, because you get guys that are like, well, you guys support nationalism and sovereignty, but you don't support Israel. I'm like, no, I don't support
Israel. That's not
right. Because again. I am consistently anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist. Oh, that's like Greg Johnson and fucking Ramsey Paul say that shit. They're the ones who's like, I'm a Zionist.
And then they have the guts to say, like, who's signing your checks?
Well, then it's they
like,
have the inconsistency.
Well, you know who's signing my checks, Greg? It's
the fucking listeners.
The fucking listeners and subscribers.
Right.
Who's signing your checks to be like a Zionist?
But what's the... Then there's the
inconsistency
probably
nobody.
On their part.
It's like, that's just a lack of guts. That's just like,
yeah,
I'm
no,
a fucking
it's,
pussy.
It's, on some level,
I'm,
it is just
I'm,
pussy
I'm,
shit,
I'm
right?
gay.
Like, assuming
it's
that...
Like you're, it's like, I'm trying to argue... Like, I'm trying to, like, do... I'm trying to survive the... All right, stop shaking your leg.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
let me talk.
The shaky
it's okay. Other people can talk.
No. No, they can't.
All right, go ahead.
No, they can't. Oh.
No, it's just like it's like you're trying to negotiate this, like, I want to last like longer than other people, mm-hmm. pretending I'm a nationalist, pretending I'm for white people, and I'm going to do it by saying things that I think Jews like. You know what Jews like? Dead white people. Yeah. They're just a little bit less direct about it than they are in the Gaza Strip, right?
Well, there's a lot more of us.
Like, they can't fire white phosphorus at us. Like, they can just take bank accounts away. They can just fire you from your job, take away your prestigious, like, teaching positions.
Well, they financially cripple us. But yeah. if a larger section of the white population were actually actively fighting against them, they would start doing things like shooting Hellfire missiles at us.
Right.
Because they want to kill us. Basically, there's way too many of us.
I sit here and I feel
shame.
They
have to be more careful.
Honestly. Like, yeah. I see these, like... Where's my paraglider? Like, what would you even... Like, I envy the Palestinians, too, because they have a concentrated small target of, like...
They have a
the
place they can actually go and
they
fight,
can actually
right?
go attack. This is the thing the Jews don't do anymore, is you have a small thing you can attack. You have a centralized location, you know? You have, like, a couple of cities, and you have these, like... You have targets. Like,
and yeah, they have people that have nothing to fucking lose. Like, yeah. if those people don't fight...
We have nothing to lose either. We just don't realize it as a people, because there's so much. Like, you can subscribe. You can get, like, a French fry subscription, the Sheetz. Like, for instance, like, $10 a month, you can go to Sheetz as many times as you want and get French fries. Like, why would you paraglide and martyr yourself when there's French fries?
Right, right.
You know, it's a little more... And basically, while you're doing that, you're getting your French fries,
well, that's a,
and they're telling your daughter that she should, like, love niggers.
That's a bargain that Jews often try and get you to make.
What, the, like, French fry thing? Yeah, it's a bargain.
Well, not just that, but, like, I'm saying, like, the economic thing. Like, they always... One of the criticisms they always make of the Palestinians is, like, they're giving up economic prosperity... And I'm like, well, the problem is Jews, that, like, the economic prosperity that you offer comes with, like, the complete destruction of your race, ultimately. Wow. Because Jews will be like, yeah, here's like a subsidy so that you live out your life like a fucking coward. And the Palestinians just haven't taken the
deal. Can you imagine? Look at this guy right here. So this is a Palestinian holding his dead daughter. I think the translation is, I don't want to make this racial. I think he's saying, see, he's holding up his fingers, two fingers. He's saying there's two kinds of people in the world. Yeah. Exterminationists and the peaceful. That's what he's really saying, right? Right, Americans? He's holding his dead daughter.
Well, I hope that guy gets to take out a Jew.
Oh, no, no. What are you kidding?
Like, I hope that guy gets to kill a
Jew. Oh, that guy's brown. I'm glad.
Yeah.
He's brown. He looks just like a...
Well, he's my
thing. You know who likes that guy? It's Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter, absolutely a bunch of faggots. Where were black... There was a... Look, I also will say this. Like, I actually... One of the best things...
If I were in that position, I would kill every fucking kike I set my eyes on.
Well, that's what that guy probably will go and do.
Hopefully, he's probably going to go do that.
He's probably going to do that right now.
He doesn't even have to yell, screw your optics, before he does.
Yeah.
He can just go do it.
So, the thing is also this. The Palestinians have benefited greatly from the collapse of the leftist pro-Palestine movement in America.
That has been a major miscalculation by the kikes. Like, I saw you talking about this, and it's so true. Like, as, like, an annoying, like, college campus fag, like, cause, like, as a cringe thing, like, they successfully, could pull at the heartstrings of certain people.
Yeah.
People that had no power and couldn't ever get anything done for them. You know, like, the Tibetan... The free Tibet shit. It's like a total non-starter issue, but it's like a signaling, it's like a virtue signaling of, like, I am a high status, high class, like, college professor, college student.
Right.
Nothing I ever do is going to amount to anything, but I believe in this cause and I follow. Once they took that away, it's like now the Palestinians are free from just being like a cringe non-starter. Like, now they can actually try to do something because they're not going to be co-opted by, like, a bunch of fags.
Well, that was a Jew strategy.
Right. And they stopped
doing it because Antifa right now is policing, like, Spencer Sunshine, who's a Jewish Zionist and is one of these top Antifa thought leaders.
Richard Spencer Sunshine?
Yeah, Richard Spencer Sunshine.
He's like basking in the glow of Apollo.
Well, the two of them have the same position right now.
Basically, yeah.
The two of them have the same position, and he has the same position.
I just don't like ugly people on, like, paragliders.
Well...
Just ugly freaks.
Well, yeah, he's like, yeah, look at the beautiful ravers. Look at the model
gorgeous
chicks that are being sex trafficked by Jewish men at this rave. It's amazing.
I have no one left, but for God's sake.
Look, I have nothing left but spite and bitterness. I'm just gonna like take the Jewish side.
I'm gonna try siding with the regime.
I'm gonna just try siding with power.
Let's be a follower.
Look, it's kind of like Nietzsche and Apollonian to just fuck yourself for fucking Jews. It's like, I'm just letting myself be bride gathered. Yeah, who's a bride gathering cult now, Mark? Ha! Looks like the Palestinians are gathering brides. But yeah, right. Yeah,
stuffing them in a tunnel.
Yeah.
leaving them in a bathroom stall, beheaded.
It's also not
did
true that
those,
they're.
Did you see those beheaded IDF soldiers? I was like, ah!
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh,
I don't really like gore porn, but what I did see.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I had it on TG. It's like beheaded Israeli soldiers. Fucking great. I hope they did something really creative with the heads.
Well, I think that they should just focus on killing more rather than getting into like some Francis Dollarhide shit. But like,
Percy.
This is Israel.
The borders are changing. Percy. The rules are changing.
Do you see Gaza? It's changing.
Lebanon's going to get involved.
Oh, they are. Lebanon's involved.
Egypt is calling up its, what is it, second and third army or something?
Yeah. Dude, if the Egyptians decide to fight, like, forget about it. I don't know if they will because they're kind of faggy. All these
Arab regimes need, like, assurance from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's another,
that's what's got the
there's
Jews
another
so
game in town,
afraid.
Bro. Like, yeah. Fucking fuck America. Get with the Russians. Get with the Chinese.
Right, because
fuck
the thing
America.
Is this. Right now, so the balance of forces is this. We can stop talking about, like, faggot people that are adjacent to our community that constantly try and send FUD around. Like, because that's just Jewish. If you're out there promoting FUD, you're just a Jew. Like, just fuck you. Like, there's no reason to have FUD. Like, there's no reason to not just be enthusiastic about this. And you know that Jews don't want us to be because they're out there spreading FUD through every fucking channel. I don't need to repeat it again. But the state of play is this. That the U.S. is sending an aircraft carrier into the area to assist the Jews in their genocide in the Gaza Strip. And what they're saying is that if the Lebanese, if Hezbollah gets involved from the north, which is basically as of this morning, it seems like that has just broken out. It seems like there's actual just active fighting now. And like some of the Lebanese have blown a hole through their fence and are streaming into Israel. I don't know if that's true. Don't hold me to it. It will probably happen, though, because there was some tit-for-tat shit yesterday, and some people were like, well, maybe they're going to go tit-for-tat, so Lebanon doesn't look, the Hezbollah don't look like they didn't do anything while this was going on, and the Israelis maybe are going to give them enough room to, like, not escalate. Seems like that shit's out the window because more shit was gone, you know, was fired from Lebanon, and now the Israelis bombed some towns in southern Lebanon, so it's over. Hezbollah is going to go in. But what the United States was saying was, like, if Hezbollah starts fighting Israel, and of course it's always going to be framed that they started it, this is, and as is this raid that Hamas is going to be, well, out of the blue, out of nowhere, they just started it. What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, yeah, out of nowhere whatsoever.
Did 800 settlers, like, storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque last week? Isn't that what the final...
800 like- filthy... Kike rabbis.
Yeah. Oh, they were all
on
were all
Thursday.
Rabbis?
Went yeah. into the Aqsa Mosque, surrounded
well, even
by
so,
interior
well,
ministry
even
police.
So they don't. They don't even the Palestinian. The Palestinians don't need that kind of justification.
No. This shit was.
They've been being slaughtered yeah. since 1948.
This shit was in the works. This raid was in the works for months.
It's their land. Like, it's their country. It was installed by the end of the conclusion of World War II is to give Kikes a country there that they don't fucking deserve.
Right.
They don't deserve a country. They don't deserve existence.
Right. Right.
And someone kept asking, well, if you kicked them out, where are they going to go? And some people were just saying, like, away.
Yeah, just gone. It's just not my away. Not my problem. How about that?
Hopefully like, they don't find anywhere that's safe.
Why do I have to fucking have a place for them to go? Why is that my job?
Israel has a right to exist has been a surprisingly effective piece of propaganda.
It doesn't have a right to exist.
No, it doesn't. Don't think so.
It actually doesn't.
Israel doesn't think you have a right to exist.
Israel,
why are you granting them all this shit?
Israel was like an overnight like speed run of colonialism. Like literally, like, they just like plopped it down in the U.S. Like, okay, this is Israel now. And there were millions of people. Millions of people were just fucking were just displaced immediately and put it in like the entire world. As what did it, was it Ilhan Omar that said like Israel has like the world under a spell or under a?
Yeah.
It's like that's exactly what happened.
Oh God, that's a trope. Well,
I don't care if it's a trope.
No,
it's a trope because it's true. And also,
it's an any percent speed run. They don't have to finish the whole board. They just have to get some.
And so, like, we're trying to argue against that ever since. And they're supposed to try to guilt you because America was a colony. Fuck you. I support all colonialism except for like I don't support anything Israelis do. I don't support anything Jews do. None of that stuff works, and I will shamelessly. I don't care.
I'll take other colonialism on a case by case basis, but like Israel, just no. They don't get
allowed to do
anything.
Jews aren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah, they don't get anything.
I don't care like if you detect like
hypocrisy. That's their attitude to you. That's their attitude to you, white man. Yeah. That's their attitude to you.
Return it in kind. Exactly. That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm simply asking you to follow Jesus' golden rule. Do unto others as they would do to you. No, that's not exactly
No,
right.
That's not how that works.
Right, no.
No, Jesus' golden rule like tells you, like, okay, yes, let the Jews do what they want.
That's actually out the window. No, I'm telling you to follow... I'm telling you to follow the golden rule of actually...
Look at this little kike fucking I just got swatted and ran out of the air.
Do unto others as they would do unto you. And like, give back in kind. They are destroying our nation, too.
He's in your house seeking refuge from the hang gliders.
If you're mad because of, like, Arabs and Muslims in European lands and in the United States, which I agree that they don't belong here... Well, that's the result of all these Jewish machinations over all of these decades. They wouldn't be there. I'm like, look, Arabs, go home. And the ones that want to stay here, go home. Go back to your native homelands. And then we don't have to fight with you anymore. We'll just buy your oil. And that'll be that. Good deal. And then your countries can develop, our country can develop, free of Jews. Just get them out of the picture and everything can be fine. If you're coming here because you want money, well, go home, we'll get rid of Jews, and we'll just make an oil deal, and you can make some money in your own home. That's all we have to do.
What do you
it's very
money?
Simple.
You probably don't need money where you come from.
The money just, comes out of the fucking ground where you
sand.
Come from. No, you dig, and you find money. There's just black gold everywhere. Go and deal with it. Like, I don't... Dude, I saw some of these dumbass tankies in New York City last night with the signs that said Israel is
all
like,
the tool of or- American
tool of
oil
companies. And I was like, no. No, that's just objectively
incorrect.
That's
like the Noam Chomsky fucking...
Yeah,
that is just bullshit.
And I want to say this. What you were saying about the bullshit... We didn't finish that point. We're jumping around, but I'm a little bit excited, I'll admit it. The bullshit so-called pro-Palestine left in America was a Jewish psyop and has been for a long time. I got involved in that movement as like a young, bright-eyed idealist.
Effective strategy. It worked.
It worked very much, and I'll explain how.
That's and actually, it still kind of works because that, like, the legacy of that is like saying, like, "Oh, you love brown people." Like, it sort of lives on in the conservative like memory.
And there's another aspect to it as well. But I, as a young, bright-eyed, idealistic libtard, I got involved in some of that stuff. But you know, as I was watching, oh yeah, they gave me top billing
the
at the ADL. Interesting.
Wait,
how
I thought the ADL got banned. What is this?
But I also think it's interesting that when Jews are feeling pressure, who's at the top of their list on their hit piece?
Yeah, they're not.
Suddenly, it's me.
They're not quoting whatever the fuck BAP's real stupid name is.
They're quoting a bunch of different groups and people who, most of which are taking good stances, but possibly in different, you know, taking a little bit different approach, which is fine. I'm not going to anybody who's attacked in this article, like whatever, right? But I'll say this: the left wing Palestine movement in America. I didn't like it, and I didn't like it because every time, and it was on display last night in New York City, some, like, cringy little girl on the mic, like, doing these cringy chants, I have never seen a pro-Palestine thing, and it's not purely, like, an anti-woman thing, but it plays into the way that they do things. I have never seen a pro-Palestine event in America that wasn't being led by some extremely shrill and cringy woman. And when I was, like, 25 years ago when I first got involved in this kind of stuff, it was Jewish broads. It was, like, smelly fucking dreadlocked Jewish broads with armpit hair would be out there, like, on the mic talking about end the occupation, right? And the thing is, what that does is it does two things. One, it frames it in like, that in a certain way. And it also makes the Palestinians constant victims. And that warps how people think about them. And eventually what happens is, justifiably so, people are like, I just don't care about you constantly whining about this victim group in another land that you're always talking about they're poor and they're living in squalor and this and that. They're not actually that poor. This is funny. Sometimes Jews hit back against all the, oh, my poor living in squalor Palestinians. They're like, they're not that poor. And they show the places that they live, and they have, like, cities and streets and, like, shops, and they seem to have some economic development. And it's true. They're not that poor. Relative to other Arab countries, they're relatively wealthy. And so that the issue isn't even, like, that they're poor. And then they do this thing. It's like, poor people have a right to rise up. It's like, well, what about, like, people that aren't totally poor and are just having this fucking boot on their neck? They're just trying to destroy them. It's like what actually is going on is, like, they remove the Palestinians of their dignity. That movement removes the Palestinians of their dignity. It makes them
into these poor, teary-eyed, sad sack, always begging shit. But the Hamas aren't like that. They didn't ask anybody's fucking permission. They didn't ask for any NGO money. They didn't ask for any fucking faggot leftists to come over and cry tears for them. They went and they killed Jews. They fucking hang glided into occupied territory, being covered from behind by rocket fire. Did you see this video of the Hamas fucking paraglider, like, shooting up over the wall as, like, rockets, friendly rocket fire covered them from, like, Israeli radars and Iron Dome shit from behind? The absolute fucking brass balls of somebody willing to do something that fucking dangerous. That is something that no Western military would ever have their people do. This is fucking awesome. What is this?
This is like a rain of paragliders.
That's fucking amazing.
I mean, unless, I don't know if this might be fake. Who
that's
knows?
Probably not Israel. That's probably something.
That just looks
thing.
Like...
That looks like something in Europe or America. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's, this is just like one of those fake things.
It might just be as like some parachute celebration. Anyway, I saw some people doing edits of the paragliders coming into the rave, and I'm like, instead of that rave music, let's do Ride of the Valkyries. Let's get some, you know. So yeah, like, again, there's no moral conundrum here. There's no issue about, I don't like Islam or brown people. I don't care. If you don't like Islam and brown people,
are Jews, good. Are Jews your enemy or not?
Yeah, but also, like...
It's like, what do you have to, like, have it all for?
These Islamic brown people, and first of all, they're not all Islamic. Some of them are, but not all. Well, most of the Hamas fighters are. But they are not targeting you. And there's no evidence they have any designs on you. These are people who are like, I want my land in the Middle East back. Like, I want my land in the Middle East back. Mm. And if Jews would stop stealing the land in the Middle East and stop starting wars with countries like Syria, you know, how many Syrians has that war that they started using evil Islamic people, actually using evil bearded monsters in ISIS, actually using those people? It's not Hamas that is the one creating the civil war in
you
Syria.
Shouldn't have to plead with people like this. Like, the resettlement of
I'm not pleading, I'm owning
them. The resettlement of Muslims against Europe is a fucking Jewish program. It's an Israeli program to clear them out of the area. So. It's an NGO. It's a policy carried. It's policy set by Israel that's carried out by NGOs that is supported by Uncle C-Sam. It's like, how hard is this?
And supported by Israel.
How hard is it
Israel
to fucking,
themselves funds this shit.
How hard is it to fucking, like, put that all together and just take the right side? Oh, right. Because you know what it is? You just feel guilty that you're not paragliding anything except your fucking Twitter account and you're a faggot. Just,
I logged on to Telegram this morning and watched the video. I feel fucking, you feel like morally.
Here's
and,
the other
no,
thing.
You just feel like you're ashamed. Here's, you should be ashamed because this is how you react to
this
it.
This op that they were doing last time in 2021, I researched all that stuff and I put all that together in that article I wrote. And it spread. That article has been spread like hundreds of thousands of times around the internet. And it makes the case unequivocally. As a result of that, the same people that push this narrative have had to step back. And they are now confessing that they've acknowledged all of that, but they still just won't take the right side. So they're not actually impervious. So the thing is, when you see somebody who's not impervious to an argument, they have had to confess that that stuff is all true.
Okay.
So once you acknowledge that all that stuff is true, there is literally no possible excuse for taking the Israeli side. And taking no side is taking the Israeli side. Okay, let's be honest. Because if you say it's not my problem, then status quo. Then you're just supporting some kind of status quo, which is the Jewish side. So now, if you wanted to come to me and say, like, there's some conflict in, like, Burma between two different ethnic groups or religion, and I'll be like, yeah, that's legitimately something where I have no idea and it's none of my business. Okay? But when you say that about this fucking little Jewish, pissant little Jewish fucking settlement in the Middle East, no, it is your problem because the entire politics of your entire life are run by the necessity of this little sliver of land that Jews occupy to be allowed to continue to exist. Okay, every single thing in your life, every political development in your life revolves around that. Yep. Your entire country is owned by people whose main concern, fucking Richie Torres, a faggot Puerto Rican from New York City, said yesterday, 600 Israelis is the equivalent of 20,000 Americans.
Yep, I saw that.
Now, he's trying to make some point about relative populations.
It's like Israel's 9/11. I'm like, really?
No, 9/11 was Israel's 9/11.
Well, Israel didn't do it.
Like,
did Israel attack itself?
Well, there's also people saying that. So, no white guilt.
Check out the dancing Israelis this time, huh?
Well,
we got 9/11.
No, literally, check out these dances. I gotta confess. I stole that joke from a Lebanese guy on Telegram. He's the first one I saw come
up. What joke? With dancing Israelis? Yeah. Oh, I thought I just did it now.
The new right. dancing Israelis. Oh, you see a lot of people. Oh, I was doing that. You didn't see my post yesterday?
I guess I didn't see that.
I showed a picture of the rave yesterday. I said, Google dancing Israelis. You didn't see that?
No, that's where my mind just went, though. That's pretty good.
I also did it on Dawson. I went into Dawson's stream yesterday just to listen to what he was saying. And he saw me in there and he gave me the mic and we had a little bit of a conversation. It was kind of fun. We had a fun time, but yeah. And I said that first of all, and he cracked up. He thought that was just about the funniest thing, but I literally first saw that joke like a day and a half ago from one of these Lebanese accounts that I follow on Telegram that are giving all the news of everything. So, Twitter is just Zio. It just should change. It should just be like just Zio.
Yeah, this guy is saying Dresden, February 1945. This is how you reach peace with Nazis soon in Gaza. I mean, are the Gazans?
Well, he's
Nazis?
That's actually right, though.
I mean, this guy's saying like these people are Nazis, therefore they're on your side, right? Like,
so believe him. No, but see, this guy. Here's the thing. This guy is kind of correct because that is how Jews won. And that's the only way Jews ever win, is with genocide.
Yep.
So that's why I think that it's important to keep everything on the table when you're discussing Jews.
Well, they have it. Look, it's on the table for them. They are the ones that fucking set the tone, right?
Like, you want me to take stuff off the table? I can't.
This is what I want to say about Israel.
Okay, we're going back to on the table.
This is what I want to say about Israel. And this is why I talked about that. Like, there's no... What I was making... When I talked about the table, you kind of misunderstood me and freaked out because I know the optics look bad, but it's just kind of there is no moral condemnation coming from that direction that I give two wits about. Like, my thoughts about... My thoughts about what is and isn't acceptable in, a combat doesn't come from what they think is acceptable.
Yes.
It comes from my own conscience, not from... Like, if the Jews have a meme about, you shouldn't... What was it? You shouldn't throw turpentine bombs out of, propeller planes onto, black
bombs.
People... I'm like, well, I wouldn't do that just because that's
well, I wouldn't do it because
dumb.
It doesn't work.
Well,
I wouldn't do that because
a
Jew scolded me. But anyway,
the table,
right? But,
if
so
they would not do war crimes.
Well, they
and not
everything's on the table
firebombing.
For them. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Like one of the things that
well,
goes
what's
around
funny is,
every time this. Well, I have an extended bit here. So
okay,
please,
yeah, I'll let you. Go.
When
I'll
I pause, it's
you,
for dramatic effect.
Sorry, not because I'm done. I know.
I'm just setting the table. I'm setting the table. Wait, I'll tell you what's on it. So one of the things that comes out every time this stuff flares up is the talk of Israel being an apartheid state or whatnot. And that it's that gives Israel way too much credit.
Yeah.
Apartheid, I actually looked it up. The translation is separating, setting apart. That's not what the Israeli state is there to do. In South Africa, they separated so that this minority of white people that had settled there can go on having a country and living their lives. They cordoned off where the black, you want to be black and you want to be, you live over there and we'll stay away from each other. And the outcome of that was because they're black. Basically, the separated settlements of black were just total disgusting slums because that's the best that those people can do. It was about black and white. They were not about the South Africans, the Boers and the Anglos that lived down. They were not trying to genocide blacks so that they would have the whole country to themselves. They were not doing that at all. They were just trying to can you please stay over there so that we can steal the diamonds out of your dirt? So
that
was
actually Kikes.
I know, I'm
that.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
But I'm just they were just like, can we just we traveled all the way down here. We have a bunch of farms. We're tired of you getting killed. We're tired of you killing us, blah, blah, blah. With Israel, it's they're not doing that. They're not trying to create, that's why they scoff at a two-state solution. They're not trying to create a coexistence where there's separation. The reason Gaza is separated because they know that these are holy warriors that want their land back. Right? There's not a thing going on here. It's not apartheid. They're a genocide state. They're an annihilation state. That's what Israel is. And every time something like this happens, they fucking deserve it because of how their entire history is. Where did the land start? They first they genocided the Canaanites.
Yes,
and it's gone from there. How many times it has to happen? This people's existence
and they see
is completely due to genociding people they see as rivals, or they just vaguely don't like. They do a genocide. They seek to annihilate. And the current configuration of Israel is they are slowly but surely wiping out anyone that they consider a Palestinian, and they're trying to wipe out any Arab in the region. They're trying to destabilize every Arab country and send as many Arabs as they can to Europe to fuck up you, too.
Some kike on
it's
X.
It's not an apartheid state.
Let the game go yesterday, and everyone was sharing this around, where he was we need to literally deport all the Gazans to Europe.
That's what they
want to do. So I support the Gazans that are fighting to stay in their country. and kick these Jews out. Now, that picture of Dresden and what they're doing in Gaza now tells you how they are the ones. And they accuse us of genocide. They're accusing the Palestinians of it now. They always accuse you of what they are doing. Yep. The way Jews run the world and the way they rule is ultimately the threat of leveling entire cities. They burned Dresden. They burned Hamburg. They nuked Tokyo. They literally incinerated hundreds of thousands, millions of human beings to the point where they literally incinerated them with actually no trace because the heat was so high. You don't achieve that in a fucking crematory oven. You achieve that by literally starting fires so huge in cities that you cannot find the remains of the people, any distinguishable remains of people that were burned up in there. Like, hundreds of thousands of Germans were killed that way. Hundreds of thousands of Japanese were killed that way. And now they are leveling Gaza City. That is how Jews fight. That's how they set the table. And the table was set by the fucking books in their fucking bullshit fucking Bible that they believe in. Okay, that's how they set the table, and genocide is on the table for them. So that's how they talk about it. So if you feel guilty about it because they have infected your brain with their media, just stop. Just stop it. Apartheid would be a two-state solution. That's actually apartheid. That would set the two apart from each other. Here's the Jews, here's the Palestinians.
That's not a solution.
Which is so funny. That's I know not it's a not solution. A solution.
One-state solution, point
is,
Palestine. No,
it's the solution is Palestine. And Jews just, I don't care where they go. That's their problem. And if no one wants to welcome them, again, that's their problem. They wandered for 1,500 years. They can go back to wandering, as far as I'm fucking concerned. Like, I get it.
Shall not pass!
Like, but they can't wander here.
No.
Right, they can't wander here. They can't wander in Palestine, and everybody else should say you can't wander here either, because you can't give them a foothold anywhere. You can't let them set up shop. You can't let them get a hold of the monetary system. You can't let them start getting a hold of newspapers and radio stations and fucking TV stations. You can't let them start talking to politicians, to fucking weak-willed, fucking slimy politicians. You can't let them do any of that. You got to keep them contained. Literally, they need to be behind a wall with no access to economic resources. Otherwise, this shit happens. And it's a small price to pay for world peace. It's a small price to pay for world peace. Just keep them in a ghetto behind a wall. Because that's all they deserve. Because that's all they have in mind for the rest. In fact, they're not even that nice to the rest of us.
No.
We're better than them. They're not even that nice to the rest of us. They just want all of us gone. They want all of us mingled into a fucking... Where's that?
I don't know. Some shitty soccer match, but I'll take what I can get.
Well, they've been doing... Dude, in Scotland, people were doing that. And, you know, I want to say one other thing. So, that... there's a few points. I'm kind of all over the place. But that pro-Palestine left-wing movement in America... Yeah, one, it poisoned normal Americans, normal white people against the cause because it's so cringy and stupid. But also, it... like I said, it continually made... The parameters of the thing, like the Palestinians are poor victims, poor victim, constant like crying and screaming and whatever. And yes, they are victims, but that continual image is going to grate on the ear. That's why yesterday I was trying to make it less about like, oh, these victims and no one cares. So and sometimes you get these kind of scolding editorials from like Western leftists that go over there and look at it, and they're like, it feels like you're being finger wagged. It's like Americans just don't fucking know. Like, all these things, oh, they broke this UN resolution, they broke this agreement. Yeah, all that shit's true, but nobody knows that. You can't, like, finger-wag at people that don't know that, because they've never been exposed to this news. It's rational ignorance. You can't come and, like, finger-wag people who just don't know something. It's like they just don't know it. So they see you as a scold. They see you as a nudge. That's why I'm like, fuck all that. Let's celebrate the actual Palestinian warriors.
You should
going
just celebrate
taking...
the underdogs taking a win.
Yeah, like there's a fucking cry bully, and it's even worse than just a bully. It's a cry bully. Yeah, it's the poor victim players. You know, I got this slave morality.
Don't give
this
shit about the radical Islam. Like, that's just a bunch of Jewish propaganda.
Yeah, it's not. It's bullshit. The radical Islam, if you care about that, that's their ally in Syria. That's their ally in Syria. Radical Islam.
Can we talk about radical Judaism?
Yeah, radical Judaism is your problem. Like, radical Islam is a Jewish creation. It's one of their tools. ISIS is a tool of fucking Israel. Israel Secret Intelligence Service. ISIS is a tool of Israel and America, as was Al-Qaeda. Okay? And all you Jews did 9/11 people You should agree with this because that's the basis of your thesis, and you're correct. So, yeah, ISIS is also a Jewish pawn. And they're the ones that are creating all those civil wars in all these countries. So just forget, like, forget all of that pre-programming. I understand why you don't like Muslims. I understand why you don't want them in your country. Valid. That's a valid way to feel. No one's asking you to, like, open your doors to them. I'm saying, I saw a Lebanese guy share that meme yesterday. Where it's like the guy from The Office and says, deport all Palestinians out of Western nations.
You just, I want to stop you.
Yeah.
You just said, I understand why you hate Muslims.
Yeah.
As if it's like a valid point. It was like, you hate Muslims because you were programmed to by Zog.
Right.
You don't even, you don't know anything about Muslims.
Well, I understand that.
And you never
point.
Did. Yeah. I understand, but you don't understand why you hate me. You hate Muslims because of Fox News. You hate Muslims because Zog spent
100%.
30 years like making you afraid of like suicide bombing towel heads. Because that's what they do justifiably in Israel.
Yeah.
Because those are attacks they use in Israel. And because and you need to be afraid of them because your shitty country, America, and God knows what shitty countries in Europe, are all allied and under the thumb of Zog, under Israel, and they work for it. And that's why they chant death to America. That's why they call you infidel. Oh. That's why they call us the great Satan and the little Satan. They've got it backwards, though. Or maybe they don't. Who knows? Israel is the great Satan, and we're just their enforcement arm.
But
we're their fucking donor army.
That is conflated because the people doing that don't suicide bomb America. Suicide bombed America on 9/11 were fucking Jew pawns.
Right. I'm just saying that's part of the campaign to make you hate Muslims.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the original dancing Israelis, who probably maybe those guys, even after they got back to Israel, maybe they were even at that rave. Maybe they were dancing. They've been dancing since. Mm. That's what they were celebrating. The reason they were dancing was because they were like, oh man, these goyim are gonna do whatever we want after this. After those towers fell.
Pretty much.
That's why those kikes were dancing.
It worked on me. Yeah. The sad thing is it still works on people.
Yeah.
Oh, so, my brown people.
So
brown people.
Yeah, those brown people are fucking. Imagine dying in a blaze of glory, fucking attacking an Israeli rave instead of just being a skinny fat fucking soy filled McDonald's bitch in this country typing edgy things into your Telegram channel. Imagine instead of doing that, you're gonna get bombed out in a fucking Gaza tunnel. Instead of just like, oh, you know what I did today? I played Starfield. And then I posted some edgy. Oh, dude! I almost got banned at Minecraft. I said "kike" a couple times.
Dude, you're literally alienating the working class right now.
Well, I mean, I know it's alienating to know that I'm better than you.
Well, look,
at least I can see it. If you can't fucking see it, like you're just an ideologically weak, and you're just like, imagine like being so weak.
We don't need to be fighting with these people. Let's just talk about because again, the battle's over. We're now beating it into a pink mist.
If you're gonna brown people post, just go and do the whole like hashtag Biden did this. Just go back into the partisan fucking bullshit circus and talk about how Trump gave Vladimir Putin intel on Israel and that's why this is happening. Just go do that.
Yeah, let's go.
If you want to be retarded, at least be retarded with some panache. At least be retarded in a popular like mainstream way where you can get actual upcomings instead of upcomings from other like soy filled bitches who just want to.
That's true. If you want to promote like dumb narratives that help Israel, there's a lot
out
there.
Go post good ones.
That will actually get you more credit and possible clout than what you're doing. So yes, what's funny is you have two competing narratives amongst the mainstream parties, which is one is like Trump did it because he gave intel. And the other one is
totally Trump.
Biden hates
Israel so bad, dude.
Biden gave the Iranians their money, and that's why all this is happening and all this shit. Anyway, but I did want to say, like, here's
I hope that's true and cry about it. If so,
well, that's not true. It's not true because the Iranians were going to do this anyway. So whatever. I mean, and yes, I actually do think Dawson was saying he didn't think that the Iranians were funding and helping this, and I was like, I don't see how that's. I don't really see how that.
He just doesn't
want to
blow their cover.
I think he might actually be running cover.
Just like, he doesn't want to blow his like literal Nazi cover.
Well, I won't. I'm just not gonna make any comments. But like,
keep pretending, Ryan.
Well, he was basically saying,
"Mister, I'm an Indian."
Dude, on the stream last night, yesterday morning. 100%
Bavarian phenotype.
Towards the end of it, he was like. He's like, yeah, and everybody complains about the mustache, man. Well, what do you think he was doing it for? And I was like, well, yeah. I gotcha. Spinning squirrel. I understand what you're talking about. I know what that. What do you think that is? What do you think that is? That spinning squirrel. What's it spin? What's it look like when it spins? Anyway. Oh, did you see they're fucking clutching their pearls because some fucking Indian kid like held up a cell phone screen with a swastika in New York City last night? at that tanky protest, there was some like really like Dravidian kid who like held up his cell phone and had a swastika on it. Now, if you fucking think you don't live in a kike occupied country run by the kike fucking Orwellian media machine, some fucking Dravidian kid in a fucking hoodie sweatshirt in New York City last night had a cell phone screen with a swastika on it, and it's fucking international news. So, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, it's just like the thing with the escalating defenses around synagogues in the United States. Like,
oh,
suddenly
yeah.
Everybody's on high alert. We gotta...
That the place he used to live in Queens, there was like a fucking synagogue with just like cordons of NYPD around it. Like, what the
yeah.
fuck? Like,
Israel gets a bloody nose, and suddenly American synagogues are on high alert.
Yeah.
Should just tell you everything you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently what America has threatened is that if Lebanon joins in, if Hezbollah joins in the conflict and attacks Israel, that they will retaliate against Iran.
I typed death to Israel in the Twitter while I lose my account again. They didn't
yeah.
make me delete it last time I wrote it.
I'm betting that you will not even get to post it. But yeah, you will lose your account for saying that.
What if I write inshallah? Which one's
that.
Better, inshallah or mashallah? I don't know how any of this works.
I don't know what
not
I
very
think,
religious.
I think you want to say, like, talk beer. I don't know what that means either, but...
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah. Say, like, I would like Israel to lose.
I just sent it.
And see what happens. See if you get it.
Cool. You just received the junk phone call.
Yeah,
it was an 866 number.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if, like, people... I forget we're not streaming. So I'm wondering if it's, like, somebody trying to, like, police us in live, in real time. But anyway...
I cannot be policed.
No, there's no policing because there's no point. There's no fucking point. There's no point. Look.
You're just gay.
Last number I saw, and this could be slightly exaggerated...
The most important outcomes of events like this is, like, knowing who's gay.
Right.
Whose butthole got a little bit wider?
Well, my thing is, like, again, I'm trying to make people that maybe are feeling a little bit, like, nervous about it. Like, seriously, that nervous feeling is the loser in you, and you need to just get rid of it. Like, just get rid of that constant, like, you know, that nervousness. I get why you feel that way. Our brains have been washed. They have been saturated with Jew shit for so many years. But just let it go. We have to get rid of it. If we don't get rid of that little Jew on our shoulder, that little guilty conscience kike on your shoulder, if you don't just swipe it away, like, we will fucking die. We will be in a ghetto surrounded by walls getting struck by hellfire missiles eventually. Maybe that's what it'll take for us to get a little bit of balls. Maybe that's what it'll take. It might be. But they are threatening that they'll retaliate against Iran if the Lebanese Hezbollah militia gets involved.
Oh God.
That
please.
Will actually
rule?
Create a big problem because
keep escalating. Keep riding that escalator,
that
Israel.
The problem with doing that is I don't think Israel will actually survive a conflict of that scope.
That's a problem I'd like to have.
Which is why
this is the kind
I
of problems you want.
Which is why I think they might be bloviating because, additionally,
all I want a bunch of 50-foot holes in that carrier group that they're sending across the Mediterranean. Just like,
yeah.
Please
well,
send the suicide boats.
Yeah. Well, it's the
suicide
the
speed boats.
Ford.
Just
it's
do
the
it.
USS Gerald Ford. I'm like, Gerald Ford is notorious for tripping
he's
and
just
falling
down.
Let's have this carrier.
just rename it the USS Chevy Chase.
Yeah. Trip and fall to the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Maybe on its way down, it can destroy those gas pipelines
being like,
the kikes have been building.
It's being escorted by the destroyer Russ and the recon ship Audrey.
The Israeli economy is tanking right now, and the Chevron.
The USS Clark Griswold.
Fix the null post!
Israel just falls.
And you know, Chevron was doing an investment in gas pipeline because there's some gas fields in the Mediterranean Sea between Israel and Cyprus, and the Israelis and the Cypriots. I believe that's what
the Cypriots.
Oh, also,
the
if
Cypriots
you know,
and the lesbians.
If you
got to watch out
know
for them,
a place that is an absolute hotbed of like kike fucking.
Oh,
subversion.
Cyprus! Oh
it's
my god,
Cyprus! So many. If there's a
it's
business,
completely ruled.
If there's a business run out of Cyprus, it's like 99% chance it's a kike scam. Of
you know
some
what
sort.
Business is run out of Cyprus?
Like sex trafficking.
relocating Africans and Arabs into Europe.
Yeah, that
literally is run out of Cypriot. That's a Cypriot fucking Jewish
dude,
endeavor.
These Israeli Jews have all
where
their
the
fucking
boats come
front
from?
Companies in Cyprus. Yeah,
Cyprus.
In
Cyprus Hill.
Remember like David Cerini? In Cyprus, they canceled their bank accounts. Do you remember that? Like years ago, there was like some economic crisis in Cyprus.
I just remember his like shitty voice.
So I remember like Bulbasaur was making fun of this so much because there was like a Arini was there was like some because back when people were still like libertarians like hard money and all that shit and they had like frozen people's bank accounts in Cyprus because they're having a monetary crisis and Arini was like the first blow has been struck in Cyprus they've canceled people's bank accounts
oh my and god.
That's like most people will not remember that. That shit was like 8 years ago, but it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And he was being like dead serious, and we were just like laughing at his stupid lisp. Like, I don't give a fuck about it. There's a conflict I don't care about. Cypriot bank accounts getting closed. That's not my problem. But anyway, yeah, so there's like a gas field there. Oh, God. Did I say gas?
Yeah.
And that's going to get. Like and basically the idea was to ship natural gas into Israel in order to solve their energy crisis because they actually have an energy problem. They don't have oil. They have no real. I mean, there might be some oil fields someplace in Israel, but I actually don't think there are. And they have to import energy. You know what else Israel has to import? Fucking water. Because like they've got the Jordan River, but that's not going to fulfill all their water needs. The Dead Sea is like way too salty to it's like literally salt. Like it's interesting the saltiest lake in the world is in fucking Israel. That makes sense, right? Just the pure salt. And then they actually have to rely on desalinization plants. But the funny thing is desalinization as a way of creating like drinking water is considered like low status. Because it's like a third world it's like a third world thing to do. You know? Whereas like us first world countries, we have aquifers and reservoirs and rivers and lakes that we can tap for our drinking water. But no, these third world countries have to do desalinization. So Israel has to do desalinization. So they need water. That's another reason why they wanted to conquer...
Like desalinization?
Yeah, that's really actually need. What needs to happen.
That's what they're going for.
Israel wanted to conquer southern Lebanon. Because there's a river in southern Lebanon called the Litani River, and that was why they got involved in war in Lebanon in 1982, and why they got involved in a war in Lebanon in 2006. And if you think like conquering more territory isn't on the agenda for them, I remember the 2006 war. They were talking about grabbing the Litani River again. That's 20 miles into Lebanese territory, and
they
the kikes
like
are
yeah.
still talking about it. They're probably thinking maybe they can get it this time. You cannot get it, Jews. Hezbollah is not to be fucked with. They are effectively a state-level military. Now, Hamas has really come into their own in the last few days and proven that they can hold their own with anything. Because there used to be like bants between Hezbollah and Hamas. But it's like, well, it's kind of not fair given one's like literally in an occupied little strip of land and one has, you know, kind of state resources available to it. But at the same time, the Hezbollah scares them, and in fact, part of the reason that that Hamas was able to pull this shit off is how much Hezbollah scares them, and how much of their shit was focused in the north. So right now, they still have not gotten the Hamas fighters under control. These guys went in on hang gliders, they blew a hole, 80 different places they blew a hole in the fence around Gaza, and they went on motorcycles. And they were literally like motorcycling around to Jewish towns, taking out army posts, grabbing Jews, and taking them back to Gaza. There was a video I saw of a bunch of these fucking Jewish broads with plastic surgery sitting around. Like you ever notice this about Israeli broads? You ever notice how they kind of look like mean girls? And because they all look like mean girls, if you look at them, because they all have like so much fucking plastic surgery that they want to look like, they actually want to look like the perfect Aryan, so they get their faces sculpted. That's why they also look like they're falling apart once they get older. So they have all these mean girls, you know, some of them in their IDF uniform still, because remember, a young woman in Israel is not like a non-combatant. They're probably a conscript into their fucking gay army. So they have them in this warehouse in Gaza, and they let them have their fucking little cell phones. They let them have their phones, and these girls are sitting there. So much for your like massacre of Israeli raver chicks. You know, Gavin McGinnis is crying rivers of tears for this like dreadlocked fucking Jewish girl that supposedly died in the back of a pickup truck, which I don't care about. But right. They're in this warehouse in Gaza with these fucking Hamas guys, like standing around, like screaming and crying every time a bomb hits. You know,
so not to make too much of a hard pivot here, but I've noticed there's a lot of conversation about how Hamas was able to actually pull this off without their Israeli intelligence figuring it out.
Well, yeah, that's really actually a question. That. Now, there's a lot of people that are saying that are calling like false flag on
it's
that.
It's because they're retarded. We're not debating with them.
Well, I'll say one thing, and I'm not giving them credit.
Retarded.
I actually have
things happen. You're a weakling. You can't imagine attacks happening. They happen.
Well, that's the problem, is that people that
you type on Telegram and are a soy-filled bitch.
Okay, all right.
That's where that thought comes from. You're a soy-filled bitch who could not... You, on your anonymous account, could not imagine standing up for a single thing in life, let alone your own ability to eat. You would not stand. You would lie down and surrender. You believe that if you're allowed to do something, it's because a Jew let you.
That's
you're a soy-filled bitch.
And
you know what the greatest false flag in the world would be? You roping yourself, my dude. If you think it's a false flag, just end it. Just end it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, here's what
this
I'll
makes
say
my this. Job very difficult that I have to say that to people that might be in earshot of this, but it's like, you disgust me. You disgust me more than any Jew. The sitting there and watching this and being like, I think this is a false flag. You are a moron.
Yeah, that comes from a place of thinking Jews are absolutely invincible and infallible.
They are not invincible.
No.
Their world is falling apart before your eyes. And
they
you won't
are,
just accept it.
They
you,
are freaking out.
I feel
like,
bad that you cannot take any joy out of this moment. You have
yeah,
to look
I
for
actually,
a way that you're actually taking the L right now.
I pity people who are looking for an L to take.
I don't pity. Actually, I have nothing but utter bitter contempt for you. And I take joy in your misery more than anything else that's going on right now.
Well,
like, oh man, there are a bunch of pretend white advocates that are in, they're shitter shattered right now because, oh my God, it's a false flag. Like, good.
No, they're in agony.
Be
they're,
fucking
they're
in
twisting
agony.
In agony because this situation presents them with a very difficult situation. Yeah, I use the word situation twice, whatever. But this, what's going on presents them with a difficult place to be because a lot of the stuff. Because what's been
Stay
shown here is,
sad.
You want to know what's been shown here? You can fight Jews. You can fight Jews.
Russia's
it
doing it.
It is possible.
Hamas is doing
These
it.
These things can be
We're
done.
Doing it. You're
These
not.
Things can be done. You don't have to be a pussy. You can fight them. You can oppose them.
No, you can hashtag
And so
them.
Now, one thing that did happen is they did have these, and the thing is, don't think for a second, this raid could have been organized in the 3 days since the rabbis went into the mosque and engaged in that provocation. Now, they have been engaging in provocations constantly. And I think on some level, Netanyahu possibly did want to provoke a response from Hamas. But there is no way that what happened was part of any plan that he had.
No.
He probably wanted an exchange of rocket fire. Like the Palestinians send some rockets, they send some bombs into Gaza, and then they call it a day, and he gets to declare a state of emergency, take emergency powers or something like that, so the legal cases against him can't proceed or whatever it might be. I don't know. Some of these conspiracy theories are, here's how you know Jews are somewhat on the ropes. Jews are promoting some of these conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing kikes out there that are saying this. There are Jews that are opposing Netanyahu that are saying these things. And don't think that they're not riven by internal problems as well. Because the fucking Jews, the Ben-Gvir, the Fresh Prince of Ben-Gvir, remember him? Those type of Jews have been provoking and provoking and provoking, actually against the advice of many in Israel. And they keep doing it because they're a bunch of religious fucking fanatics. But the other thing is, they don't fight in the army in Israel. They are literally people who start a fight and run out the back door. And they make up a significant population of that country. And so during elections, Netanyahu sides with them because they can bring in the votes to keep him in power. But they just kick them out of the government. Netanyahu and Yair Lapid, who is the Labor Party leader, the opposition party to Likud in Israel, they just formed an emergency government, and they kicked Ben-Gvir and his coalition out of the government because they're useless in a war government. They don't fight, and all they're going to do is provoke the Palestinians. Those fucking people were putting out videos of themselves, like, having bought, like, this pile of food for the IDF at supermarkets, and they were showing, like, the long receipt and, like, bragging about how many shekels they spent on, like, snack foods to send to the IDF. And frankly, the other Jews are like, fuck you, Kikes, because like those Jews are like the Jews of the Jews, you know, like because they like literally will not fight. So Israel also is being riven by an internal fight right now. It's fucking great. It's fucking awesome. There's no good fucking circumstance for them right now.
Between this and the Jews in the United States clutching their pearls frantically. Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic.
No, it's just good. Satisfying. I mean, if you feel like you can't do anything else, at least just bask in it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, just enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. They are really upset about this.
Yeah, they are getting fucked. And that's the other problem with America escalating against Iran. Again, they didn't expect Hamas to be this organized. I don't rule out that Netanyahu was trying to provoke something. Okay, but there's no way he was wanting to provoke this. And if they follow through, because right now it looks like Hezbollah is about to go. I mean, I hope I'm not wrong about this. It looks like Hezbollah is about to get into the fight, and that's going to open up a two fronts. So Israel has to fight against the Gazans in the south. They need to do. They've said they're going to launch a full scale invasion of the Gaza Strip to destroy Hamas as a governing party, and they are going to reoccupy Gaza. Because for a long time, remember, Gaza was an occupied territory like the West Bank. It actually hasn't been for several years because the palace, there were settlements. There used to be Jew settlements in Gaza, and they have been destroyed. They have been taken, and the Jews have been evacuated from them.
You think any of these settlers are going to move back?
They're not going to move back. All of the kikes, they have evacuated southern Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all the kikes in all those towns down there, they have evacuated it, okay? They are never going back. It is going to be empty desert. Those towns have been burned to the ground. Okay, many residents of them have fled to the north, and many residents of them have been fucking snatched and taken into Gaza. And the towns have been burned. And the IDF has been evacuating those people up north, although some of them are still hiding in their safe rooms in their homes. Every kike in Israel has a safe room. And some of them down there are hiding in those safe rooms because they still don't know where all the Hamas soldiers are. They're still roaming around on their motorbikes from town to town, just like taking out various outposts and grabbing captives and shit like that. And the IDF still doesn't have that under control. And they can't get it under control because now they have to put out fires in the West Bank. Because, one, the West Bank citizens were protesting and just getting into clashes. And now they're actually starting to fight with guns. And that, it's inevitable. They can't contain it. Like, Mahmoud Abbas should just rope himself. Because he was, like, trying to contain this shit. It's not going to fucking work. Palestinian Authority, kill yourself. You should go back to being the fucking PLO. Arafat would be ashamed of you. Go out and fight.
God, that's true.
Go out and fucking fight. Go out and fight. And they're actually, a lot of them are doing it. So now they've got to worry about containing the West Bank. They've got to fight against the Gazans. And they have to worry. So they have three fronts. They have a three-front war.
And don't forget the fronts like Syria and Ukraine.
Yeah,
like,
that's the other thing. The like, Dolan Heights.
That's going on.
What the people got? The Stolen Heights?
The Stolen Heights.
The Stolen Heights might light up because the Syrians started bombing the shit out of Idlib.
Good.
When this stuff started. And really all they would need is a green light from Russia to go ahead and start. And if
they can't hold all these threats together.
There's a lot of shit going on. And all of it revolves around this one little country destabilizing literally everything. We could have a stable Middle East where all the Arabs that have run into Europe and all the ones that have moved to America, although there's fewer of them here, but there's a lot in Europe, all these people could just be happy in their homelands, in those weird sort of concrete apartment buildings that they built for themselves, just happy there, making money from oil or whatever, or having a dictator stealing all the oil money or whatever it might be. They could just be doing that.
They could just be happily not having democracy.
Yeah, they could just be happily living under a military dictatorship.
That's like,
and
what
just
they, what you do. Like, who cares?
Yeah, like, or some oil shake or whatever. They could just be happy doing that and not having to run into Europe, because the other thing, it's sort of like, you know, people are saying, like, well, without the Jew NGOs, they'd come anyway. I'd be like, well, then we'd just say no.
Are you fucking retarded?
We would just
fucking telegraph, like, man.
People just like cling to, like, I mean, the worst things. Well, it's like, if just you're accept saying, it, like, you
if
don't
you're
know what you're
saying, if you're saying that, if you're saying that, what, like, you then,
if you're saying that,
all,
just like log out. Like, we found out that you're like, you, yeah, we found you, out didn't, you didn't, you didn't have internet on Saturday for a reason. Like, because you're in one of those fucking, like, shitposting bunkers that the Mossad runs. Like, just shut the fuck up. They shut the internet off on Saturday because of the fucking shit going down.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
yeah,
like, anybody,
yeah,
making those kind of arguments, like, you're,
we're
just
talking about
Jew,
how for, like, a few hours there was just, like, a respite from all the gay.
Yeah, I heard the
that might be a bit of
the
a
reports about, like, 4chan was, like, I highly doubt that. Like,
I highly doubt it, because you know,
were there zero
shit
posts on 4chan? Because, like, you go to poll, like,
well,
come on.
Just stop. Also, a lot of those fucking, all a lot of those kick farms and yeah, the gay ops are just located here or in Europe or in Cyprus, you know, or someplace. Right? A lot
if
of them are probably
saying,
in
if
Cyprus.
Saying without NGOs, they'd come anyways. You are literally, like, the most retarded, stupid nigger I've ever heard in my life. Just shut,
well,
your mouth. Never,
I
speak
mean,
to anyone ever again.
There might be some of them, like, want to come, but all we have to do is say no.
You need an NGO for it to work.
You need
an NGO, look, to work inside this country to, like, allow it. And
but the other thing, it's like, So we should leave those NGOs in place? That's literally like, well, if I didn't steal your house, somebody else would do it. Or Sargon, like, if someone wasn't raping those girls, someone else would do it. It's like, well, we shouldn't fight,
yeah,
the Israeli,
you know,
NGOs.
Paki rape gangs don't happen without Israel.
Right, because if
they did that to you.
We shouldn't oppose the Israeli NGOs. Because without them, someone else would do it.
You know what? The reason that Africans run around Sweden and rape little girls, because that country's run by, like, white women.
Right. It's white women that do it. Right. It's not the actual... It's like some white woman with a dumb idea.
Pretend Israel's
which,
a white woman. Yeah. And celebrated being attacked, okay?
There you go. Well, I was saying, according to your ideology, all those Jewish broads at the rave now want to be raped by Hamas. They're asking, right? Isn't that the ideology? Like, the strong man came in and, like, kidnapped a woman, and therefore she now wants him to rape her? Because that's how female psychology works, right? So you should be celebrating it. There's no way that all that stupid Manosphere shit, they all shouldn't literally be celebrating the Giga Chad hang glider, war bride taker. Like, there is just no way you can reconcile not taking that position.
Oh.
BAP is mad because it was his tribe that the war brides were seized from. Mm-hmm. So your Bronze Age mindset, like, he's actually upset because in the Bronze Age mindset, he's the cuck. Right? Like, by Bronze Age values, these Palestinians just stole your war brides, buddy. What, you know, there you go. So, yeah.
Oh, there's a Rabbi Shmuley who's like...
Oh, is that Shmuley Boteach?
No, it says Rabbi Shmuley.
That's him.
Maybe. Is it Rabbi
Shmuley? Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Newsweek and Washington.
I literally recognize
him. Oh, okay,
that.
Yeah.
That is Shmuley Boteach.
He's, yeah, A-logging Cory Booker for some reason.
Oh, well, Cory Booker, he's been A-logging Cory Booker since Cory Booker signed Obama's Iran deal.
Okay.
But Cory Booker is a Zionist tool and is actually, first of all, he's probably gay. And so they probably, right, have some kind of gay compromise on this guy. But Cory Booker,
yeah,
was best friends with Shmuley Boteach. Remember we covered this a while,
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
you know,
he's talking about how I was. But Cory Booker is, like, in Israel. What is this nigger doing in Israel? He's kissing the fucking jewel-encrusted ring.
Oh,
of his,
man, that
master.
Reminds me. There's all those New York
the NYPD.
Fuck.
Or was it New York State?
I don't know. I gotta
pull
PD,
it back up,
like,
but that shit was funny.
There was, like, a New York State, like, counterterrorism training force in Israel. Because remember, New York State is Israel. It's big Israel. There's little Israel and there's big Israel. And Florida is, like, also Israel.
America's just Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their territory. Why do you think, like, they're all, like, where do you think all those people are fleeing Ben Gurion Airport to?
Yeah, they're all coming.
They're all coming here.
There's a number of different, they could be going to a number of different places in
Cyprus.
The U.S. or Europe. They're going to Cyprus. Although Cyprus is probably still too close for them. That's a little bit too close. Let's keep pressing forward, but let's go back to France and Britain, America, You know, maybe some people go to Poland, you know, some to Germany, you know, who knows, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, they're definitely not going to Russia. Some of them are going to Turkey. Turkey, you know, Erdogan, the eternal Turk, has basically said that he'll give Jews 90-day shelter. But I'm like, actually, good, do it, Erdogan. Bring the Jews to Turkey.
Not sure.
Then they won't be in Israel. And then they won't be in Europe. That sounds like the right... Actually, that might be the place we send Jews. Maybe we send them to Turkey.
Why did Fox News find it necessary to report on this? But yeah, dozens of New York law enforcement leaders stranded in Israel.
Take a break.
Well, they reported on it because it's actually news.
Break time.
But yeah,
so we can go. There's so much more to go through.
I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, why would you tell the public about this? Public's not going to be supporting having all these law enforcement leaders over there.
Well,
apparently they do.
Well, the Jews and boomers probably.
Like, oh my God!
But I don't know. Alex needs to fill us in on the boomers because apparently the boomers are not foaming at the mouth for Israel this time around.
So we'll do that behind the paywall. Get behind it if you want to see that. You know,
who's signing our paycheck?
You. And you can't sign us a check.
Yeah.
You have to send us crypto.
You have to use like the electronic.
Use Odyssey. You have to like go around like fucking blockades.
You have to go around fucking
Gaza style economic blockades.
Yeah, yeah.
Like get in and pay us to do this stuff.
Paraglide over the Gaza Strip style economic blockade against helping us out and get some Bitcoin or send a money order. Or do some of the other options on the paywall.
We'll be back to talk about all those other pressing stories involving the greatest, probably, like, weekend in this war so far. Hoping for many more. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.
Alright, I have intel coming in that we'll be receiving a Merchant Minute.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be able to go Merchant Minutes longer than the entire second hour so we can fit it.
Right. So,
you know, so
I want to express some extreme Schadenfreude.
Oh,
here's the New York Times headline.
That's taking joy in the suffering of others, correct?
Something like that.
Weird that that's a German word, not a Yiddish word. The Yids, they have all these strange like terms like roll right off the tongue, you know, blood libel. Well, they have things they come up with that describe like horrendous things, like
they
describe themselves.
They have these like pigeon.
Yet Schadenfreude ends up being German.
Germans have a few other words too. Like Germans have a word for like a stalemate, in which like if any move you make, you get.
But like
get
if
fucked.
Anybody in the world takes joy in the suffering of others, it's fucking kikes.
You probably know that maybe it came from Jews.
It could be like you know they were just kind of like oh the Frankfurt School, all those Germans. Yeah. Oh, just fucking Boaz. What was Boaz's first name? I can't remember his first name. The authoritarian person.
Franz Boaz.
Franz Boaz. That German guy. Franz Boas and all his, you know, colleagues.
Okay, so the German word Israel right now is in a position of what they call Zugzwang. I don't know how you pronounce that in
Zugzwang?
German. Yeah, Zugzwang. Let me get the German pronunciation of that. It's a German word that means compulsion to move, but you don't. But there's an implication there that no move you make is good, but you have to move.
Mm.
And it comes from chess, but that's like Israel right now. You know. And I'm trying to get like I wonder are they going to have like a little audio
Zugzwang.
Zugzwang.
Motion to move, but there's no good move to make.
Yeah, it's like Zugs. It looks like it's pronounced like Zugzwang.
Like,
wait,
call it Grugzwang.
Grugzwang. Wait, what?
Nice.
Hold on.
I'll take that.
Hold on a sec.
Going over there.
Why did the New York Times the Schadenfreude headline has now like disappeared? Oh, okay. So.
Well, because God knows that's a bad look, right?
Because
somebody probably New York Times like screw your optics. I'm posting Schadenfreude,
dude. Well, they weren't. So if I go to the New York Times and I click on their top headline,
page not found.
That's fucking weird. Well, what the headline did say up until like 2 seconds ago when it refreshed and it's gone, was it said like Israelis contemplate the massive state failure that just happened or something like that, which it was phrased.
Waving the false flag.
It was phrased more eloquently. It said, as smoke clears, Israelis contemplate the scope of the state failure that just happened. Because remember, there are Jews that are still in southern Israel, completely cut off from their state.
Uh-huh.
Like, they don't know what's going on. And there are Jews that are related to those Jews. Some of them who have relatives that were kidnapped into Gaza. Some of them who just can't get in touch with their relatives that are still in the fighting zone. And the government's not answering their questions. They're like, where are our relatives? And the government's like, they're like the Kevin James picture that Hux keeps sharing.
Maybe like in 20 years, your relatives will show up somewhere else with like a different name.
Yeah.
But you'll just pretend they're dead.
Yeah, you'll just pretend they're dead. Like there's like what was it? The monument to the rave is going to be a pile of glow sticks.
Yeah, right.
That was what Borzoi was saying. Like we're going to put a bronze pile of glow sticks in there the desert someplace to where that rave was. But yeah, there are people and they're like crying rivers of tears about it. You know, like their tears could fill the Jordan River. But the government is like we don't know anything.
Tell
about
a bunch
it.
Of those ravers like we're taking you to the tunnel. They're like yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, the tunnel. I've always wanted to go. It's like,
no, have to go to the bank though.
Different tunnel.
Like Jews don't want to party in the tunnel. They want to go to the bank.
This isn't on 11th Avenue.
They want to go to the bank.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Yeah,
I
dude,
can't remember the name.
Israel.
Oh, the limelight.
I just said Israel, but I meant to say the New York Times. But I guess that's
the Israel
easy,
time. The
easy
Israeli, yeah.
confusion to make there. They seem to be having some technical difficulties. Maybe their server in Israel got taken out. Hamas could just blew up the New York Times servers because I'm getting a literal just page not the top article on your site, and I click it and I get page not found. What the fuck, Jews? You're really having a tough time.
The hostage taking that's going on over there is essentially to try to dissuade the Israelis from bombing the Gaza Strip. I take it.
It's not dissuading them from bombing. I think what it is to make their ground incursion significantly more complicated.
Yeah,
which is going to do, there's another thing that the Israeli government and I'm a bit surprised at this has said because they are getting people bitching at them for doing the bombing they're doing, knowing that they have these hostages. Now they're saying there's 150. Yeah. There is more than 150. I remember. Those raver girls with all the those plastic surgery raver girls, those are all the daughters of like rich kike bankers and shit. They don't want those. They don't want their precious little princess fucking to have like a hair on her head harmed by like God knows even like an Israeli munition, right? Like that's just not something that they want.
They're
going to
be walking to a nasty like urban warfare meat grinder. And I think
this is part of the plan.
I was just going to say that's the plan. You want to talk about false. It's not a false flag. This is the plan. Like we're going to draw you into a fucking
this is the plan.
Urban
They're
warfare
gonna draw them
where
into.
Your superior like technology doesn't fucking matter because there's a fucking there's a Palestinian civilian who's armed around every corner, hiding in every fucking shadow. Something is going to kill you.
They've also got traps.
If you're one of these IDF like fake like faggot soldiers that's like actually not good at anything except like shitting your fucking adult diapers that they issue you.
Yeah.
Like that's literally like the most important piece of gear that an IDF soldier has. Like their state issued adult diaper, so they can shit themselves if any actual combat comes down.
Too.
Like these aren't going to be people throwing rocks at you. Like they are heavily armed and they've got all kinds of support. I mean, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, the IDF is not. This is something to understand. And I've even had guys that even were in the U.S. military and had done like joint exercises and shit with the Jew military. It's not. They're not like elite soldiers. They have elite special forces.
They're
units.
Conscripts. You like you're but forced
it's
to serve
a
2 years.
Conscript army. Yes. What,
is it? A
and there's women in it.
Yeah.
And they have. And they have just called up 300,000 reservists who are people who went through boot camp. Like when they were 18 and have probably gone on to some other job, some soft office job someplace where they're, you know, typing comments into 4chan. And now they've been called up to fight. They don't remember their training and they're pussies. The conscripted Jewish troops don't want to fight and they don't know how to. You always get these videos of them getting dragged by like Israeli cops or other guys in IDF uniforms kicking and screaming because they're afraid to go to the front. This ground incursion they're going to do, first of all, the Palestinians have already shown they can take out the Jewish Merkava tank.
Yeah.
They have taken some of them out with drones already. They can take out more. And you know that they have tank traps and they have all kinds of traps set up inside of Gaza. Remember, the Gaza Strip is a 26 mile by 7 mile long piece of land, which is almost entirely urbanized.
Right.
There's some farmland in there, but it's a whole thing between Gaza City in the north and another city in the south called Khan Yunis. It's almost a totally urbanized megalopolis. And there's 2.5 million people that live there in this stretch of land. It's very densely populated. And Yes, they've been killing them, but they've killed maybe 1,000 of them. Okay, that's really bad, just with aerial bombardment, but there are millions of them. And every, the whole thing is an urban jungle, and even if you reduce it to rubble,
every death,
now there's piles of rubble that you have to get around.
Every death is just another radicalizer.
Right, and everyone killed is just another person that wants to kill Jews. Like, them going in, and if they go, and if they actually go, and they literally genocide 2 million people while the entire world is watching them, they will lose.
Oh my God, think of the Overton window.
Fucking moral authority everywhere. Even America.
Not according to like Brandon Martinez. He'll still give them moral
authority. Yeah, well, yes. People like Brandon Martinez, as we call him, Dark Brandon or Rebrandon.
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 I also like Dark Brandon. That's kind of calling him Dark Brandon.
Brown Brandon.
Brown Brandon. Brown Brandon.
Israel's greatest supporters.
Brandon like, Marbinez.
It'll be like everybody will have lost their. Everybody lost their spirit for supporting Israel except for like Thultide and BAP.
Well, why does Thultide listen to Brandon Martinez? He's a brown person. Why are you listening to this brown guy? Because he's a brown person.
I'm wearing a brown shirt.
Brandon Martinez.
I wore a brown shirt today. Am I in trouble?
Brown Brandon.
Brown Brandon. I heard part of this. I heard a story.
That guy's also homosexual, by the way.
Definitely like a faggot. I heard a story this morning. I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly there was some sort of the Israelis, I think, sued for a ceasefire or something.
Oh, did they?
And Hamas was like, yeah, nah.
Really?
Like, and I was trying to find it on my phone. And I was trying to Google it, but it's like the story I heard is like, yeah, nah. Like we know that like you send 80% of your artillery shells to Ukraine, so we're just gonna keep doing this.
That's another thing. It's like, oops. Well,
think of that. Like 80%.
Well, one thing.
80% of supposedly 80% of artillery musicians went munitions. Remember the artillery musicians are like
That was not the Wagner group.
The
artillery musicians.
So supposedly 80% has been sent to Ukraine. So Israel stands at 20% capacity. And since everybody's like manufacturing capacity is going towards the Ukrainian effort, like what, like where does that leave you? It's like, oh, that's like, yeah, you're like, go ahead and send your little like ground force in the Gaza. With crippled artillery support, and let's go. Let's see how long that lasts.
Like, well, Ukraine shills. Yeah. Listen to this. So Israel never wanted to come out fully on sides with Ukraine publicly. Now they were doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and the Jewish community around the world was supporting Ukraine, and fucking Kiev. You'd hardly know they were in a war with Russia. That fucking city is lit up in blue and white.
Yeah, it's
like
beautiful.
It's fucking Hanukkah. Like, it's like that whole fucking city is lit up in blue and white almost as much as any other fucking capital in Europe, which they lit up the Eiffel Tower. They lit up the Brandenburg Gate, which really, ooh, you want to talk about a stab in the heart.
Right.
That hit me, like, right here to see that Jewish fucking pagan symbol lighting up that monument to Aryans, just seeing the dikes like just burn their fucking evil wicked witchcraft symbol onto it, that really hit me. But it's not the first time they've done it, unfortunately. So they've even lit it up with like faggot colors too in the past. But the Ukrainians, like Zelensky's basically saying they'll send their munitions to Israel. In the middle of a war with Russia,
there's a wrinkle there. Like a lot of them already sold like Hezbollah and other like under the table like actors that sent them into Gaza.
Oh, a lot of corrupt Ukrainians were just selling some of the shit that we sent. Like
oopsie,
like a lot of those javelins, those are in
like
Gaza.
The circle
now.
Of life.
Yeah,
the circle of
that's
of
why
illegal
Zelensky
arms dealing.
Was doing like anti-corruption push and was like and like grabbed a bunch of like interior ministry officials and like I think they killed them. Because they were basically like selling one, they were selling get out of Ukraine cards for money just so like men wouldn't get conscripted and have to go fight the Russians. And two, they were selling some of this shit on the black market. I mean, it was ended up in the hands of cartels in Mexico. I'm sure some of it ended up in Palestine. But
I can't handle all this winning.
Yeah, but like Zelensky is basically saying we'll send you, like Ukraine will send munitions to Israel. I mean, yeah, it's true. Like the production capacity, which had fallen off of a cliff in the last 20 years, as Jews thought it was like, you know, end of history. It's just not there, and they've had to ramp it up. And now they're like, oh, shit, it's all in Ukraine's hands in America. I do believe that we sent 80% of our munitions. But, of course, they always kept saying, you know, that's like over that. That's 80% of what we have over our strategic reserve. But, of course, our strategic reserve is Israel's strategic reserve. So, in reality, the strategic we will, like, deplete our, like, weapons for America down to literally nothing.
And that's when the Russians need to invade.
Right. And, like, the if you want to talk about a civilian population that won't put up a fight,
it's we will this welcome one. You as liberators.
It's this one. Well, I mean, yeah. No, like,
how do you say that in Russian?
America can't fight. I mean, that's just the fact. Sorry. Like, it's just true. It's very similar situation to Israel where, like, the American army is now made up of, like, mixed race people with drug addictions and mental problems. Like, it's not, you know, which is frankly also what the IDF is made out of. You look at these people. Alan was saying on Saturday, they look like Filipinos or something. Who are these people? I was like, well, you know, this is what happens to generations of race mixing. You know, that's what you get. I mean, you look at some of these really weird, deformed looking Jews. Like, it's just like, you know, you can't imagine these people can actually fight. But they can't fight, and they don't want to fight. And sending them into one of the probably toughest places to go and fight a counterinsurgency warfare across, like, fucking 26, or I don't know how many square miles that is, like 26 by 7, however many square miles that is, of urbanized territory. And again, look, take out the buildings, well, you still have a pile of rubble. You still have to deal with all the traps and stuff. And the other thing is they can't even hit the launch sites because the fucking Hamas have their missiles. They're on the back of fucking pickups and SUVs and stuff. They're mobile. They're moving them around. That's the thing. Like, you know, Russia war map enjoyers, like, don't really know. They've started enjoying this map, and they don't really know how to do it because there's no real like, there's some territory that they grabbed out. They actually expanded the Gaza Strip, but which is wild. Like, for once, the territorial land grabs go the other direction. But also, Hamas doesn't really expect to hold territory other than the territory they've been able to fortify for the last 15 years. And so they're just causing chaos across southern Israel. And, like, they can't get a handle on it because the Jews have to try and, like, plan an invasion of Gaza. They have to try and take out these mobile Hamas forces, which are still scattered all over their country and are popping up. And some of them are just – they just go under – and they pop up someplace right in the middle of Israel in some suburb of Tel Aviv, like, shooting at people. And people go fucking nuts, and they don't even know what's going on. They still haven't found them all, and they keep saying, like, we've like, the situation's under control. And they're like, actually, no, 13 settlements are not under control. And it's like, you know, I just saw a video of a bunch of fucking Jewish settlers in Jerusalem, like, lying down on the street with their heads covered, like, crying and screaming, wailing their guts out.
Where did that story about the cops go?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you give me that, McNabb?
Yeah.
Well, I have this story McNabb gave us. Let's watch some Fox News.
I love watching Fox News. I love watching Fox News. Freedom.
Oh, it's muted.
Fox News.
If I try to rewind this, it's going to, like, oh, my God, it worked.
And we do have breaking news for you. A U.S. military official telling Fox News the U.S. is moving Navy ships and military aircraft closer to Israel.
What kind of ugly-ass Michael Clark ducking-looking bitch is this?
Dude.
Fox News is usually way better about this. Like, usually they have
before
these, like...
Before we do this, I want to say one thing. I want to
say
one
God.
Thing. I found the article that I had up on my screen.
It's the Gaza Mile.
I found the article I had wanted to read, but the headline has changed. And that is, I think, why there was that brief fart on the site, because the headline is now, "For Israelis, scale of tragedy starts to set in." When before it was like, "For Israelis, the scale of the government failure starts to set in," which you can see why the New York Times would quickly scramble to change that headline. Because it's a little bit of a different twist there. You know, this shows you how much, like, narrative control matters to Jews.
Yeah.
I saw Jews fucking all over the internet yesterday and the day before bitching when news outlets would call them militants or fighters instead of terrorists. And then Jews, and I saw Jews like dumping theories of like language and language manipulation into comment sections about why you have to call them terrorists. You can't call them militants or fighters because that makes it seem like they have like they have a cause on their side, or they're not like evil monsters. And they're super mad at like the liberal side of the American press for using terms like militants or fighters and not terrorists to describe Hamas. And like it is what they do. You know, this is how Jews manage every fucking thing. The problem is the New York Times calls them militants and fighters because if they call them terrorists, they would lose credibility with their audience. So it's a balancing act. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm fucking ready.
What happened in Israel is a terrorist attack.
Shut up,
innocent Kike. Children, women, elderly were
like in Gaza?
Murdered and have been kidnapped.
What's with this slave morality?
Period. And it happened on a holiday Saturday morning. Some of the victims
and it's funny.
Aren't even Jewish or and Israeli.
Bullshit. And I'm
tired of they were just in the way.
Bullshit.
Don't your people create these awful fucking anti-Christmas like specials every single year? Just always like shitting on any holiday that's not Jewish.
I just am totally unmoved by this vile kike. Like, fuck you. I don't care. Yeah. Some of them aren't even Jewish or Israeli. Hey, what? So you're implying what, that Jewish and Israeli targets are more valid? That's an interesting stance.
Massacre. A savage attack by terrorists. These are not freedom fighters.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
Wouldn't
it be hilarious if
when you want to do like some faux nihilism to break down like the American spirit, don't you say that like one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist? So, you know, fuck you.
Terrorists who murdered, who have kidnapped women and children. And you GOP MAGA fanboys and girls, Jesus. Stop for a minute. Just for a minute.
What is it like? What's the story on the GOP MAGA fangirls? Don't they they love Israel? Don't they? Are they in full agreement with this guy? Is there nuance coming out of MAGA?
No, there's no nuance, but there's a lot of just
they're blaming. It's like Biden did this.
Yeah, yeah.
MAGA thinks they would have a better job.
That's the problem. That's
and
the
think
problem.
About this massacre. Then stop for another minute, if you can, and imagine yourself and your family being attacked, and then do some actual contemplation about the loss and devastation of life and the impact that the victims and the families of the victims will have because of this slaughter.
Dude, I like that you're calling it a slaughter. Take the L, Michael.
Also, your fucking annoying faux New York tough guy accent just makes me hate you more.
Cry harder.
Cry fucking
and then, of
harder.
Course, because you can't control yourself, go ahead like the pigs you are and blame Biden and the Democrats $6 billion and do
mad.
Not blame the savage, heartless.
Wait, do you like $6 billion going to Iran now, Michael?
No. What he?
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, you can't. It's like now you think like you have to justify giving the $6 billion to Iran now, dude. Can you do that? I guess they kind of were when like the MAGA people were sort of. Semi-criticizing.
Well, they were justifying Biden. They're justifying Biden doing it, but they didn't even explain.
Just weird, like these contortions these people have to take when you have like no principles.
Right. Terrorists who are actually responsible. If you have any excuse,
Israel's responsible.
Anybody or explanation for this attack, spare yourself the time and the discourse, and simply
imagine being like the cab driver driving this guy around. You have to listen to this bullshit. Like you have this fucking Jewish
probably
moron.
Like a Muslim cab driver.
I hate Jewish people.
Okay.
All right.
Is he accusing?
And the discourse and simply say, I hate Jewish people. Say, I hate Jewish people. I hate Jewish people. Simply say, I hate Jewish people.
That's a
I
drop.
Hate Israel. It's more concise.
Whoa, even better.
And when Israel rises, and Israel will rise, and the carnage is done.
Suddenly he's like whiny kike. Nasal accent comes in. Yeah. You notice this? It's only the two New York tough guys. Israel will rise. You hear that? Am I tripping? I feel like something.
I think you're tripping. I don't know.
I heard like a nasal tone come in there. Let's
definitely, his like his tone, his voice got a little bit higher. Like yeah.
Israel rises, and Israel will rise, and the carnage is done.
Oh Lord!
Like yes,
and there will be a lot of carnage because Hamas.
Wait. Hold on a second.
I thought you don't like carnage.
I thought you didn't like women and children getting killed, Michael.
Carnage because Hamas savagely keeps weapons near hospitals and schools to give the impression.
Oh, yeah, no, to give you an excuse for bombing those locations.
Well, yeah, Israel just bombs hospitals. Like, they bomb the Indonesian hospital.
What really happens
on
is Israel targets humanitarian infrastructure first because they're evil barbarians, Michael. Just like you are.
That they're somehow victims. Which is also
enjoy your just desserts, Jew.
Sick and demented. Do not use the word disproportionate. Do not
disproportionate.
Compare the carnage like this is a basketball game.
Basketball. I lost.
Do not compare.
Keep
the
crying.
Violence. Do not count the score, but remember and do not forget that this was an unprovoked terrorist attack.
No, bullshit.
Oh, fuck you.
Bullshit.
It's been like 70
Jew.
Years of this shit. 70 years of provocation.
Yeah. On Israel.
You don't have the right to defend yourself. You don't have the right to exist.
A country that shouldn't fucking exist.
He's basically like asking you to abandon reason and just side with Israel.
Yes. Yeah,
like, don't keep score. Just, don't take a look at any casualties on the Palestinian side.
Don't look at history. Don't make any excuse. Because again, you can easily, if you look at history, understand why this is happening. And also understand that far more death and destruction has been visited upon the Palestinians. So for people that care, you know, for people that care about all the weeping and crying tears that he was crying at the beginning of that little thing, well, that's been the Palestinians for years. So people who are moved by that, you know, you seem like nothing but a fucking hypocrite when you do that shit. And that's because you are. Because Judaism, siding with Jews, requires you to engage in constant moral hypocrisy, in unending moral hypocrisy. And that's from the right or from the left, from either one. Either side, you have to engage in constant moral hypocrisy to side with Jews. You cannot take consistent positions. Everything has to be weird everything has to be weird and contradictory. And that's how they like it, because it just means everybody's fucking confused. So is like everyone fucking thirsting after this dumb slut and like crying over the fact that she's dead now?
You're dead now.
This girl is dead and I don't care. And she's not German, by the way. Her name is Shani Luke. That's a Jewish name.
A Jew.
And Tony on Telegram posted...
She's a dual citizen, means just a Jewish citizen.
Big Tone on fucking Telegram posted the broad, like, her Instagram, which showed her getting on a plane to go to her fucking rave with her Jewish passport. So she's a fucking...
Hamas has called a big one! The sandworms. Shai Halud.
Nice.
Dude, I want to, like, grab a Hamas soldier and hug him and be like, you a young pup! You a young pup!
Oh, God. We got here.
Is that a Jew pissing on a fucking dead Palestinian?
No, that's a... Yeah, it's a Jew pissing on a Palestinian. Yeah. Thanks, Syrian girl. That's what I wanted to see.
Well, I mean, it shows you the barbarity of these fucking people. Right? This is the kind of people that you support. Like, this is the... Because I actually haven't seen any Palestinians
Israel's
doing that.
Elite ghost commander killed by Hamas. What is it with Jews and trying to name their supposed like military elite ghost? Like ghost this, ghost that.
Oh, dude, Jews love like cool like so called. Right, so that's what I was talking about. Look at this.
This is from a movie. It's been debunked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't show up before.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a movie set, and they used it to create like, oh, look at Jews setting up fake victims. It's like, no,
and then it
movie.
Gets debunked, so yeah.
It gets double debunked, very unfortunately.
Smart. Very, very smart. Mm-hmm. But yeah, where the fuck was I? Oh, see, I actually don't see the Palestinians doing stuff like that. Like pissing on bodies and stuff like that.
I don't even care if they did. Who cares?
I wouldn't really care if they
did. I'm not getting into a
pearl-clutching
competition. It's war. Like, nothing is, again, like, Israelis, Jews are guilty of everything under the sun, and there is really nothing you can do to them that's going to be go, hey, wait a minute,
no,
a little too far.
No, no. Well, I was actually seeing a narrative being spun up in certain places, and a lot of it was in sort of, not necessarily adjacent to us, but in kind of like right-wing type circles, and this was done on purpose. First of all, also on YouTube, like, you can't find anything that's pro-Palestine anymore. You really can't. It is like there's a ton of these supposed like news channels that have like cool edited videos to update you on conflicts around the world. And suddenly, boom, they kick into action. It's all pro-Zionist shilling. It's amazing how this works. But
yeah,
I
thought it would be rather curious to like, at some point, I'm going to do this later today. I'm going to watch this video from Splation Media, Douglas Lane. It's like him and Ashley Frawley, and they got a panel together, and the discussion is like, pick a side, Hamas or Israel. And I was reading the comments on it, and they've got a lot of people mad because they don't have a Palestinian on there. And it sounds like they were going down into the weeds on anti-Semitism and shit like that, because this guy is saying, I wish people would knock it off with the anti-Semitism talk when it comes to opposing Israel's ethno-nationalism.
No, see, that's their defense. See, leftists have been doing this forever. Well, don't accuse us of anti-Semitism. No, fuck no. You have to. You're going to have to learn to cross that bridge. Like, you're going to have to get fucking over it. Because that is. Because if they can. When you do that, Douglas Lane, let me explain something to you. When you equivocate like that, like, those people on the left are just as bad as right wingers doing the brown people. You know, they're just as bad. And that shit has been holding the Palestinian movement back. You're the fucking reason. You fucking faggot leftist with that bullshit. How many dead Palestinian babies are on your heads? Because of your fucking faggot shit, you shying away from being called an anti-Semite. You know, these people over here in America, like, oh, you know, I don't like Israel's what they're doing. Please don't call me an anti-Semite. You know what the fucking Gazans are saying? Let's go out and kill as many Jews as we can. So your fucking tear-filled, pearl-clutching faggot stuff gets people killed. You leftist faggots have been the worst allies in the world. The worst allies in the world.
By design.
And it's on purpose, because you let your fucking movement be run by stinky Jewish girls with BO and armpit hair. Like that, I swear to God, every fucking thing I ever saw pro-Palestine in New York City on the left was a stinky Jewish girl with dreadlocks and armpit hair. Like with a megaphone. Like, end the occupation. End all occupations. No! End Jewish rule, kike.
So the story Alex sent, apparently this, another one of these Fox News, or this is Yahoo News. Yahoo News ingesting Fox News. Like, the video has nothing to do with the story, so I apologize.
Oh, yeah, of course not. As always.
It's like a former advisor to U.S. ambassador to Israel calls on, I guess, this Gretchen Whitmer, I assume? To resign after fraudulent response to attacks. Former Trump era advisor, U.S. ambassador, is calling on to resign. Yeah, we just read that on the headline. I'm glad the first sentence is a reiteration of the headline.
Yeah, she had a neutral
really good
statement.
It's really good writing. Like, when I don't know why I always fall for it, but like, I should always just skip the first paragraph of every news story, because it's just, here's the headline again in like different words. Anyway. In an early morning post to social meds on Sunday, Lightstone, who served as a senior advisor to the U.S. ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, from 2017-2021, took aim at Whitmer. I've been in touch with communities impacted by what's happening in the region. It's abhorrent. My heart is with all those impacted. We need peace in this region, Whitmer wrote on X, with no mention of Israel.
Like, oh yeah, Democrats are like, there's certain types of Democrats that are like, so Gretchen Whitmer didn't like go full on for Israel.
Her statement was just very neutral.
She didn't say Israel.
She's going to get in trouble for
this.
This
is like when Rand Paul didn't like clap.
Yeah, when he didn't clap for Bibi hard enough. Who lives in the Stalinist country now?
She says, I hosted you for Thanksgiving in Israel just a few years ago. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm first and by you and disappointed that I opened my home and my family to you. Lightstone responded to Whitmer.
Well, seems Whitmer
seems legit.
So Big Gretch, you know, take the lesson here. Like, no good deed goes unpunished, right? Or from Jews. First of all, it's not a good deed. Okay. Like teaming up with Jews is not a good deed.
Here we go.
Bad deed goes unpunished.
Governor Whitmer roasted over slow gobbledygook response to Hamas attack on Israel. Say their names.
This is exactly the kind of shit that Fox News thrives on. It's a way. See, one of the problems, and I think this is what Michael Rappaport is expressing frustration with, is that there are like dumb pro-Israel boomers and things like that, but they aren't putting Israel first. What they're doing is they're incorporating a pro-Israel stance into an attack on Democrats.
Richard Grenell is right? Like, "What? This is a pathetic statement. Why can't you say support? Why can't you support
Tinker
Israel?"
Oh, Tinkerbell Grenell?
Yeah. This is the left in America. Wise up. This could be about Hawaii. You have terrible instincts.
But it's not. It was about Hawaii. Wait, like wait, no one would really give a shit.
Hawaii? If it was about Hawaii, people would be even more equivocal. They'd be like, oh, I'm not sure, you know. But hold on, you know, Tinkerbell Grinnell was one of Trump's like faggot ambassadors to Eastern Europe. Yeah. The guy's literally an open faggot. So you know, that's what
it took
your
office 12 hours to tweet complete gobbledygook. Congrats, Governor. This is exactly who we know you to be.
Well, think about her position. Where does she what state? Is she the governor of Michigan?
Somalia. Oh. Sorry.
Well, no, but Michigan. But, like, Arab. Michigan, you know, has Dearborn.
Somalia is bad. I'm sorry.
Well.
I picked the wrong hellhole.
Right, right. My point is that there's, like, if there's a concentration of Arabs in America anywhere, it's in Michigan.
Like the Michigan Arab Emirates?
And she probably is getting their vote. She probably gets. They probably mainly vote Democrat. Cause, you know, because brown people vote Democrat. Right, but so she actually has to worry about the Arab vote.
This is the moral equivalent of some people did something.
Well, I mean, again, it shows you. And but the thing is, this is funny because the other problem with this, though, is now.
Rest assured, if this was a farmer buying seeds during COVID, your words would have been more decisive. Well, that farmer would have been really doing something wrong.
He actually would have been putting us all at risk.
Hamas were fighting for freedom. He was just being selfish.
Right. Right. If you were buying...
That farmer needs to get vaccinated.
What if you were buying...
Hamas? Not so much.
What if you were buying chuck?
Like ground chuck?
Yeah, like ground chuck.
Ground biff?
Chuck.
Chuck round?
Yeah.
Bud rounds.
Chuck rounds. What was that guy's name? Chuck Oliver or whatever?
Olive Garden, that guy?
Yeah, Chuck Oliver. Right.
Yeah, that guy.
Anyway,
Chuck Olive Garden.
Anyway, but this is actually the problem. This is what Michael Rappaport's fat about. These boomers actually just want to attack demon rats. Israel's just another excuse to do it. Well, they just want to attack Biden.
You know what, this is like a brilliant example of how completely ruled by Israel and Jews our country is. Like, here is a lady who she's not condemning Israel. It's like you didn't tweet fast enough, and you didn't like. Mm-hmm. Ardently support them hard enough,
right?
Like this is like you know damn well she's not an anti-Semite.
This straight.
No, she's run. But she's ruled by Jews
right now. It's really something.
She's ruled by Jews, but she has to worry about Arabs voting for her because of all the fucking Arabs that Jews have imported into America, and a huge amount of them live in Michigan.
You Jews didn't think this through, did you?
This is what happens. Well, again, they create these problems. I mean. There's probably, you know, again...
When you look at their behavior around the world, you really do have to leave everything on the table in terms of what to do about them.
Well, the other thing is this. This is how totalitarian
it's
they
such
are.
A
this one sort of mealy-mouthed response, and like an entire media complex comes down on this woman.
Yes! Threatening to execute hostages. Oh. I can't watch this video. I have to choose a cable provider. That's good, Fox News.
Because right now the Jews are saying we're going to go into Gaza and whatever happens to the hostages is going to happen. So just believe me, this is another thing.
You don't have to justify it. This is how war goes.
No, I'm not.
They took hostages who have leverage.
Right. I'm not justifying the taking or the threatening to execute them. What I'm saying is that like this is another thing that is causing the Jews in Israel to freak out. Because there are a lot of Jews and a lot of Jews with money who have power, whose family members are in Gaza, and they're bitching that the state is saying we might have to not worry about the hostages.
Well, here's the headline on Fox News: Bibi tells Biden negotiating with Hamas terrorists is off the table. So if negotiating is off the table, then we're just that's a gun to everyone else's head. That means you're going to wipe everyone. That's genocide. You're saying you're not doing it.
So here's the other thing.
Those fucking hostages are on the table too.
Because if you're not going to negotiate, then they're all going to die. The reason they're doing this is twofold. Because the right coalition that Bibi has is tired of America coming in to sort of reset the geostrategic table. Because actually the geostrategic thing of Zionism is run out of America. And at some point they probably, frankly, are going to have to negotiate with Hamas in this thing. They're going to have to negotiate with them because if they go in full scale and commit genocide in Gaza, Israel will, one, lose It will be difficult for people to provide any moral support for them. They will expose themselves in front of the entire world. They will probably start facing incursions from other Arab countries who will get involved regardless of what their fucking faggot states want to do. They won't be able to contain it. Additionally, there are Jews, powerful Jews with money, whose children are in Gaza right now. And they do not like the idea of the Israeli government saying, negotiations off the table, we might have to go in, and what happens to these hostages is just going to happen. So they might be going, well, from what they see, as above Israel's head, to America.
And over and, my
and they
kippa?
Might, they might literally...
No, they're more to the side.
And we have training. Sorry.
Right, right. Not really over, but to another authority figure they can complain to, which is America. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of these rich Jews whose kids were snatched are now... Because Israel's like, well, look, we might have to just go in, and what happens happens. Like, you might just have to accept that your kid is dead. Well, now they're probably calling Biden. And so that's that. The manifestation of that is this. Or... It's just that the fucking right wing, what somebody called them, like, the jigtards? The jigtards.
The jigtards.
Yeah. The jigtards might actually be, again, a lot of this is speculation, but we're seeing a lot of problems manifesting and boiling to the surface.
Well, here's one right here if you want me to read it.
Yeah.
So this is the headline of, he says, Netanyahu tells Biden we have to go into Gaza following Hamas attack. Colon report. Remember that mean?
Yeah, colon report. Yeah. I mean, that's where it comes
from. The remark made in a phone call between the two leaders came as Biden raised the concerns about Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip if a ground operation should commence. Three Israeli and U.S. sources briefed on the call told Axios, "We have to go in. We can't negotiate now." Netanyahu told the president, according to the outlet. For you false flag fags, like, that's by design. That's the fucking strategy of this whole thing. They're drawing them into Gaza on a ground assault where they're going to just get fucking torn up. This is the worst case scenario there are hostages in Gaza and they have to go in on foot to fucking get them.
Untrained conscript army.
You are fucking untrained fucking like depends army.
Yeah,
just the fucking
untrained pussy army.
All the this is why India is so into Israel right now, because they're going to be shitting in the streets of Gaza, pants like in those adult diapers.
The street sitters solidarity, right?
This is going to be because, like, the amount of shit in those streets.
Yeah. If you were watching, if you were doing Schadenfreude on Telegram over the weekend, there was a video of a bunch of Israeli soldiers hiding in bathroom stalls as their army base. Literally, and you know it was an army base, because one armed, kitted up Israeli soldier went into the bathroom and was standing at the door, while the others, who were like off duty or whatever, were in their plain clothes, were hiding behind sinks and getting into bathroom stalls and sitting up on the toilet so you couldn't see their feet. And maybe when the big bad evil Hamas guy comes in the bathroom to clear the room, he won't open the stall and fucking kill you, which they ended up getting killed anyway.
Blasted.
Yeah. That's the people that are going to be going into Gaza. The people hiding in bathroom stalls instead of grabbing a gun as their literal army base came under attack. Those are the people that they have just drawn up 300,000 people just like that.
Imagine, like, the guy...
You're on a military base. There's guns around.
The guy hiding in the bathroom stall in Gaza is wearing a suicide vest. And he's not just... He's going to run out there and get all of you.
Well,
the Israelis don't do that.
The guy hiding in the bathroom stall in Gaza, as the Israeli soldier comes in, at least has like a belt-fed machine gun. He's gonna like just fucking tear you in two. So yeah, like they are going to lose thousands if they go into Gaza.
This is going to be a momentous occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what kind of media blackout there will be for that. Like it'll just be once again.
And they're not going to be able to contain.
I know I keep calling them like soy-filled Telegram users, but there's just going to be like a Telegram stream of war leaks and whatever the fuck else.
Oh, yeah. Telegram is going to be on fire with all of this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, and Stryker actually made the point that, like, Telegram is a very different environment than Twitter on this. Like, if you look, the only place where you were seeing, like, equivocation and whining and crying about this was, like, from some right-wingers or pseudo-right-wingers on Telegram. But the rest of it was all, like, let's go posting, like, fuck Israel, like, just constant sharing from all these intel channels and all these leaks and everyone laughing at the Jew soldiers hiding in the bathroom stall and getting smoked. everybody just laughing at that. Whereas on Twitter, it's just endless fucking rivers of tears for like Israeli raver chicks. Gavin McGinnis was literally trying to just like thirst posting about it. Like, it's literally like, I mean, Russians with attitude for a little bit tried to do that shit, but they got so blown the fuck out that they had to start adjusting or just like stop posting about it. But they were basically thirst posting like Pazits, like, I love you, Israel woman. Will you please marry me, Israel woman? I love you. Like, they were basically doing that. And so, yeah, like, it's just, and the reason that they were doing that is because they want to be fucking influencers in like the Baptard scene, which is just gay. But
so this is the Kurt Doolittle response to this weekend is it just
retarded?
This is like an in-depth discussion of like haplogroups and genomes and shit. It's like, okay,
from this weekend, that's what he's talking about. How about just
20 hours
Israel,
ago? Kurt? Jewish organs, just for clarity, since this nonsense and genetics props up on the right now and then preface zero until every recently, we did not understand how much of our behavior was genetic, how much culture. It's like, okay.
Dude, I don't care about Jewish origins. I mean, Jewish origins, I care more about where Jews are going.
I feel it more about, like, Jewish destinations. 6 feet under.
Final destinations.
The elegant solution.
I would watch that movie.
Yeah.
It was it Final Destination? Say nigger, or else you get killed. Time
back.
Is ticking.
Final Destination. Final.
So, what's going on there?
That should be the show.
I wish there was something. I wish I could read this breaking news instead of it just being like a.
Just being a stream.
Don't have a TV. No, I don't have a TV subscription. Oh, what can I sign up for? The easy way to watch Fox News Channel and Fox Biz. Pick a provider.
What kind of identity theft can I get myself into in order to watch this?
I don't
stream?
Have a television provider. I'm not a faggot anymore. I mean, there's the internet company I use, but I don't have a provider. I guess all right, that's my internet subscriber. Live the 2 gig. Now it wants me to log into my internet provider. All right.
Dude.
I guess we can't do this.
Why
right
is this
now.
Internet provider in Jew colors?
Why doesn't.
Every time I see blue and white.
Why doesn't Fox News just want me to see their shitty propaganda? That's what I don't understand. It's like, I don't understand. Like, why?
They need money.
I know they need, but they have advertisers, though. Like, they're going to get. I guess they get the cable contract. You know what? I would give them $5 a month to have like a streaming account for like Fox News. I would do that just for show prep purposes. But they don't offer that. They don't offer. Anyway, I just put
that was a good orange. Hopefully it wasn't grown in Israel. I think it's probably grown in Florida, most likely.
That'd be a long way to travel to get it all over.
Yeah. That's remember Howard Stern used to say that every time the Palestinians attacked the Jews, he'd be like, what are they doing? They're just trying to grow oranges over there. It's like, all right, buddy.
Made the desert bloom. That's what Michael Savage is talking about. These arrows gonna can never.
Yeah, but then how?
What do you care what they do with the desert over there, Michael Savage? Hey, what if they just like roam around not being murdered?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why do they have to do something with it?
Yeah, right? Like, these Arabs need the Israelis over there. Well, somebody has to come around and indiscriminately murder them for no reason.
It's not going to do it themselves.
It's like they don't have random violence over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like you can make the argument. Well, you know, they did have olive farms over there. They did have an entire textile.
Do they have olive
over
gardens
there.
Over there? Yeah, that's what they need the Jews for.
Yeah, right. Without the kikes going over
I'm
to the
breadsticks in Gaza.
I'm not going to have any. One day I'll be
bottomless
cheap,
bowl of pasta on the West Bank.
Cheap wine and bottomless salad in Jerusalem.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, so the Jews are really covering hard. But again, the longer this goes on.
So Alex, do you have the story about the New York cops that are stuck over there? I thought you gave it to me, but.
I'll find it again.
One thing that was funny is this morning on the New York Post, on the cover story.
I've got it right here.
Okay. Of the New York Post was actually a Palestinian holding like an injured or possibly dead child in his arms. And they were trying to do the Jew thing of like. Putting the moral blame for this child's fate on Hamas.
Stop.
Like, yeah.
There's a sub-headline, because of course, unrelated video. Israel not focused on long-term agreements with Saudi Arabia right now. They just want to have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we're not worrying about diplomacy right now.
It's like you were, but Saudi Arabia's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that right now. Not while you're slaughtering...
three of the Abraham Accord countries have pulled out of their agreement since we last spoke.
Some people say it's related.
Joe says it's because it's not because
Zionism.
BB says it's not because I'm bombing the shit out of the Gaza Strip.
But I disagree.
I somewhat disagree with that.
We have three former Abraham Accords countries out here by the pool.
The kidnapping victims tend to stay in this tunnel over here.
Over here by the sea.
Oh, you missed mine.
Yeah, that was good. No, I heard
that was good. That was good. Yeah.
I'm just frantically trying to think of another one for myself.
Well, that was literally like the Jewish kids at that rave. It was like, I don't want to worry about rocket fire right now. I just want to party. I just want to have fun.
So here we go. Dozens of New York law enforcement leaders stranded in Israel during counterterrorism training. Westchester County District Attorney Miriam Rocha confirmed Saturday evening that six local law enforcement leaders are among the 32-member New York delegation that traveled to Israel on October 5th for training and are awaiting evacuation. My heart just bleeds for these New York law enforcement peoples that, like, they don't have enough.
They literally get trained by Jews on how to, like, fucking.
They don't know how to stop niggers from throwing people into the fucking subway. They don't know how to, they don't know how to make sure, like, Daniel Penny doesn't get fucking dragged through the system for what he heroically did. No, we've got to make sure we need some counter-terror training.
Yeah.
A deputy chief investigator from our office is one of six law enforcement leaders from Westchester County among a 30... we said that. I am in communication with our deputy chief who informed me that though the delegation is close to the Gaza Strip, they are sheltering in a safe location. I hope it's in a fucking tunnel. And every effort is underway for their safe return to New York.
Did you see what Larry Krasner was not to shift the city from New York to Philly? Did you see what he said the other day? There was like looting, and you know there was looting in Philly a few days ago.
Oh yeah, he's not going to prosecute them if you can see
they're
good
look,
people.
We're gonna prosecute only the ones that are, you know, like career criminals, but those who are ordinary law abiding citizens, you know, we'll deal with them slightly differently.
Meanwhile, the video is just these monkeys like running through a fucking CVS. You know, it's like
while I am personally overcome with emotions about the devastation unfolding in Israel, I share in the gratitude
I hear from our
colleagues about their well-being and protection during their evacuation, despite wanting to stay for their week-long training. Evacuation, like, into the adult diaper? That's what I'm hoping you mean?
Evacuation their bowels.
The bowel?
bowel evacuations.
In a statement to CBS News, New York Governor Kathy Hochul outlined her focus on getting stranded New Yorkers out of Israel. Asked whether she knows how many New Yorkers are stranded, Hochul told the outlet, "We're trying to get a head count on that. We've been in communication with the embassies, the State Department. I've been in personal conversation with many New Yorkers who are in Israel right now. Some in Tel Aviv, which is under attack as we speak. Jerusalem is a little bit quieter right now, at least for the time being. So we're really getting real-time reports from people, but there are no flights in or out. So we're talking about how we can get New Yorkers back safely." I love how these people talk. Like, there's, like, no answer in there. We're just talking and nothing's happening. The reports are absolutely scary and frightening and devastating, Hochul added. People are stranded. People have been in shelters. People have been within a block or two of an explosion. There's just real fear and terror reigning through the community. I'm so upset.
My soul cries out for these poor people.
God help any Americans trapped behind enemy lines. Joe Biden has no problem banning our countrymen. A fact well illustrated by the ongoing debacle in Afghanistan.
What is he saying? No problem. What our country?
Abandoning our countrymen.
Well, what? Hold on a second.
So is like Governor Hochul your hero now?
But that's just retarded because like these law enforcement basically going over there to do like some kind of counter-terror training with kikes. Who abandoned them? Like literally, you can't leave Israel.
Is it simply coincidental that crises are popping up all over the world since Biden took office? Crime, border crisis, inflation, Ukraine, Israel, China, and many more are here all over the world.
No, it's not coincidental. The American empire is collapsing around you.
I wish every one of our adversaries would just do something crazy right now, like fucking like Kim Jong, whatever the fuck his name is. It's like fire some kind of missile into the Pacific somewhere.
Well, no, it's funny.
Just fucking like China, just like, I don't know, do something to the Taiwan right now.
I was looking at the Wikipedia entry for the 1973 Yom Kippur War, which this was the anniversary.
This is the anniversary,
by the way, 50th anniversary of that. Should
have seen that coming, huh, Jews?
Yeah, maybe you should have had some intelligence on that.
They don't have any intelligence. Yeah. The regression to the heave.
Yeah, right. But, and I was looking at the list of belligerents, and it was like all the Arab countries and such, and then like Cuba. Cuba had actually sent some fighters over in that one. And then it was like North Korea was listed as a belligerent against Israel in that war. And I was like, as usual,
North Korea
coming through, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, send your nukes. How about North Korea? Just nuke Israel. Just nuke Israel. You have nukes. They can't travel that far.
The New York law enforcement officers smuggle them into should be Gaza. Worried that they will not be rescued by Joe Biden. And then we were left behind to defend themselves.
Dude.
Just like Joe Biden abandoned our people in Afghanistan without
any
help.
As soon as they fucking clear flights for takeoff, those fucking people
have
will
you
be
seen those
on
reports that, like the Taliban is saying they've got clearance from what is it, from Jordan, Iraq, and Iran?
I think that was fake.
It's probably fake, but it was funny though to travel through to fight. Like, yes, send the Taliban.
So, I was looking, Mimi Rocha is the DA, who's the district attorney for Westchester County. I guess she sent them over there for some reason, or she's somehow part of this NYPD exchange with Israel.
But this happened, you know, this is not the only police department that does this. I mean, the NYPD is basically an arm of the Israeli state. But police departments all over America, New York probably does it more. Because of all the kikes that live in New York and in Westchester and places where Jews live. You know what's funny? You know what? One of the things they actually get trained to do over there, it isn't even necessarily like counter-terror training. It's literally training in like just protecting Jews. Like, because the NYPD is constantly over there and the Israelis are constantly over here. Because not only do we have our cops go there, but the Jews come here and participate in all kinds of joint exercises. Like, they don't just participate in joint exercises with the U.S. military. They participate in joint exercises with, like, the New York police. And it's because they're – what happens is then when we see the strikers, like, oh, yeah, the synagogue in my old neighborhood in Queens is surrounded by a cordon of kikes. But a cordon of cops. I get them confused sometimes.
Sorry.
But, you know
– understandable.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
And it's not just, like, Shamrim. These are the taxpayer-funded police. So, okay, we have the merchant minute. Here.
We're probably going to be done. That means God knows
I want to say one thing.
Be. Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to thank Hamas.
I'm still opening several windows, so Google.
I'd like
mail
to thank Hamas for launching this offensive, so Marikau would finally stop posting about stonks. The stonk posting Holocaust. Yeah,
what does this all mean for my Pfizer? Like, are we still gonna?
I don't know.
So apparently, this thing the United States law enforcement going abroad to Israel, Amnesty USA has actually addressed this. They have an entire article titled, "With Whom Are Many U.S. Police Departments Training with a Chronic Human Rights Violator, Israel?" And they go into great detail of this.
Well, it's funny how, like, you want to know what's going to happen after this?
It's like Dr. Dre is the chronic human rights violator.
Yeah, that album literally violates your human right to not have to hear that shit. But, like, actually, I would rather listen to the Chronic than, like, Israeli side trance.
Than, like, Kathy Hochul.
Or Kathy Hochul, yeah. But, like...
does anybody see a problem here? Many of these trips are taxpayer-funded, while others are privately funded. Since 2002, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee's Project Interchange, and the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs paid for police chiefs, assistant chiefs, and captains trained in Israel and occupied Palestinian territories. Anybody see a problem with that?
Oh yeah, I've been seeing a problem with it for 20 fucking years. But I'm gonna tell you one thing that's gonna happen after this. That kind of shit. One of the reasons that you get because remember, Amnesty International is probably some kind of State Department or CIA cutout run by kikes. So those kinds of criticisms that they make are actually to give them credibility inside Palestine and other places, so that they can like fuck with those people or basically neuter any resistance that they're doing.
You, Elijah Schaefer.
But Elijah Schaefer...
Who does the Holy Land belong to? And it's a poll on Twitter. Israel, Palestine, Rome.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
I'm going to vote Palestine.
Just Palestine.
Oh, 8%. Israel, 38.2%.
Well, see, he put the Rome in there. Because
Rome is winning 53.
Rome is winning. But why not just add like Moscow? Because the Palestinians aren't Catholics for the most part. They're Orthodox. So why not add like Greece? You know, it's just dumb. He put that Rome in there.
I feel like this whole thing with the interchange is something that you could just so easily argue with people and be like, okay, so if there was an American Chinese committee and they sent your police department chiefs to China to study and train,
the Chinese were constantly over here too. Because remember, at least in New York, maybe in other states it's more the other way, but in New York and probably Florida. Like, the fucking kikes are constantly there, like, doing training. And what they're really training for, just so you understand, they're really training to just privilege Jewish communities in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're probably training them is how to protect Jews should, like, anti-Semitism flare up. which, of course, if there's terrorism, it's going to be anti-Semitic in nature. So here's how to just prioritize Jews. And actually, remember that your job is to protect Jews. You don't have to protect white people. No, no. You let those monkeys fucking riot and run through the CVS and steal everything and stab white people to death and whatever. Also, by the way, one little piece of schadenfreude. That fucking Puerto Rican broad that was dating Ryan Carson is refusing to identify the stabber in a lineup. The police arrested the guy, and they put him in a lineup with the girl, and she like said she couldn't identify him, which actually could ruin their case against them.
Are you completely sure about that? Because I heard the opposite, that this was just some FUD.
Well, there was no. What happened is there was a story out that said that she had asked them not to press charges against him. That was bullshit. But the fact that she said she couldn't identify him in a lineup is true, and it was reported in multiple outlets. Okay. That was in Post Millennial. It was in the New York Post. Now they could get things wrong.
To be fair, they do all kind of look the same.
Yeah, but what I actually saw what Morikawa shared on his Telegram, which was saying that she asked them to drop charges. That wasn't true. She doesn't even have the ability to ask them to drop charges because she's not actually the plaintiff. The guy's dead, so the state presses charges. But she did apparently, unless I was screenshot raced, but I read this in newspapers. It was in the New York Post that she refused to identify or said she could not identify him in a lineup, which doesn't nuke the DA's case against that nigger, but it hurts it a lot. Because if she could identify him in a lineup, it's like open and shut case. He's just going to go away for murder. But since she can't, it's like, well, there you go. Anyway, now I'm ready for the Merchant Minute.
All right, here we go.
It's probably how
no!
long
Herschel, what's going on?
This is impossible!
Why are you so upset over a video of people hang gliding?
No!
Holy fucking shit, they just killed everyone in that kibbutz. Did I just wake up to a third intifada? Is that a drugged up rave thought in the back of that pickup truck? They raided a fucking rave? Well, Herschel, I hate to piss in your cornflakes, but it looks like Israel is going to be completely destroyed. And this entire operation was definitely pulled off with someone else's help on logistics. I'm gonna say Iran.
We have to get America involved!
Well, it looks like Hezbollah is threatening to enter the war if Israel invades Gaza.
Well, we're gonna fucking invade, so I fucking dare them!
Iran is also threatening to enter the war, as are the Syrians, and Russian hackers have started launching cyber attacks on Israel because Russia was always the correct side to take. You're gonna have a ground war in Lebanon on your hands, and the Iranians will be helping them. If this turns into an all-out war with Iran, hundreds of thousands of Jews will die, at the very least. That's my thinking. Your Saudi normalization deal is also dead, thanks to Palestine. Good on them. This was their last chance to save themselves from the outcome of that deal. And because the normalization deal will never happen, Bibi won't get his win to help him sell judicial reform to the rest of the kikes. His laws will be struck down and his party will be removed from power for letting this attack ever happen in the first place. Even though the liberal Jews who enthusiastically supported Ukraine bear equal responsibility for making Israel weak as its stockpiles were raided for Ukraine. And because the Saudis won't make a deal, oil prices won't drop, which means gas won't drop, which means the US economy is fucked. The American people do not want to fight this gay war, and America can't afford it either. Israel is over.
You're forgetting that we still have the Samson option, Guy.
I'm not forgetting shit. Show the world your true face, Kike. You are the race that invented genocide. You will be wiped out regardless of what you do now. And if we're being perfectly honest, you are the race that dropped the bombs on Japan. You are the only race that has used these genocidal weapons of war. I will live to see a free world. I will live to see the destruction of the Zionist entity. And then we will bring the fight home and liquidate all remaining Jews. This is the beginning of the end for the enemy. And their Azeri and Indian lackeys can all go burn in hell with them. Allahu Akbar!
Hail Palestine and Heil Hitler! This is the Merchant Minute!
From the Times of Israel, October 3rd, 3 days before Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei said that Muslim countries that are normalizing with Israel are betting on a losing horse, state-run media reported Tuesday, as regional rival Saudi Arabia moves toward establishing ties with Jerusalem. Khamenei also predicted Israel would soon be eradicated in an address to government officials and ambassadors from Muslim countries Tuesday. Did he know something we didn't know? The definitive stance of the Islamic Republic is that the governments which prioritize the gamble of normalization with the Zionist regime will incur losses, he said in remarks carried by Iran's state-run and semi-official media. As the Europeans say, they are betting on a losing horse, Khamenei said. Today, the situation of the Zionist regime is not one that should motivate closeness to it. They shouldn't make this mistake. Responding to Khamenei, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed Iran would not derail Israeli efforts to normalize relations with additional Arab and Muslim nations amid U.S. efforts to broker a peace agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. But they just did derail it, BB. Mark my fucking goyish words. Saudi Arabia will never normalize relations now. BB and Likud have been defeated, and not by liberal Jews, but by Palestine. If Israel survives, this is bad in the long run because liberal Jews are more intelligent rulers and they are going to establish an emergency government. We must ensure that Israel does not survive this conflict. Every Jew in Israel must either flee or die by the end of this year. I will accept nothing less.
While the terror regime of Khamenei sows destruction and carnage, Israel is advancing progress and peace, Netanyahu said in a video statement of lies while vacationing in the north.
Really, subhuman kike who deserves 9 bullets in the face! I saw you, randomly, indiscriminately bombing high-rises in Palestine, and hospitals, and the AP headquarters the last time this shit popped off. Every last fucking Jew, every single one, we're never going through this again. Every last fucking Jew.
Just like Iran did not prevent us from achieving the Abraham Accords, Iran will also not prevent us from expanding further the circle of peace for the good of the citizens of Israel, peoples of the region, and humanity as a whole.
How does you genociding Palestinians benefit humanity?
And from the Jerusalem Post, October 4th, former U.S. intelligence analyst and convicted spy
Jonathan Pollard
attacked the Israeli government's use of administrative expulsion orders for Israeli settler and far-right activist
Elisha Yared
on Wednesday. Last week, the Israeli military imposed a 6-month administrative restraining order barring Yared from entering the West Bank following his involvement in the killing of a Palestinian during riots in the village of Birka in September.
So you can murder a Palestinian and get a restraining order as punishment, and then Jonathan Pollard will jump in and say it's an outrage and the government is illegitimate. Didn't you spy for this fucking government, Jonathan? Weren't you a dual citizen kike who sold American secrets to the state to which you actually pledge fealty, you faggot kike?
Pollard met with residents of the illegal outpost of Ramat Migron, where Yared lived before the expulsion, in the Benyamin region of the West Bank. Among them were Yared's family members. During his visit, Pollard expressed his support for the settlers and strongly criticized the government's adoption of what he deemed as flawed methods that he claimed were previously utilized by the British during the early years of the State of Israel. Pollard asserted,
"We were commanded to settle the land that God gave us. I believe that until the concept of expelling Jews from Judea and Samaria ceases, no government, including the current one, has the legitimacy to claim that they represent the Jewish people politically and legislatively."
Man, it would be such a shame if the Palestinians found this guy in that settlement and did something to him. Pollard then directed his comments to Yared's wife, Noah, who has been an outspoken advocate for her husband's return to the outpost, where hopefully they'll all be killed.
Pollard declared, "This brave woman defends our land. The least that the Prime Minister can do is return her husband to her and allow them to settle our land together."
Even though he murdered someone, right?
"I am completely appalled that her husband was expelled from Judea and Samaria. It's a method the British used regularly during the early years of the State of Israel.
Probably because you were mass murdering Palestinians like you are now.
I am shocked, saddened, and disgusted that the government adopted the methods of our imperialist occupiers."
Oh my God, they helped you create the state.
Israel wouldn't exist without the British, and you're calling them imperialist occupiers. Die, Kike, get killed. Die, Kike, get killed by Palestinians. Pollard continued, even though he should be dead right now,
I think that if our Prime Minister had even a hint of Jewish pride and nationalism in him, he would prohibit the use of expulsion orders and prevent this from happening. The husband of this woman is innocent.
She's settler scum. I hope the Palestinian freedom fighters come and kill her and her children. And from CNN, October 4th, Israeli police arrested 5 people Wednesday on suspicion of spitting towards Christians or churches in the Old City of Jerusalem, they announced, following an uproar a day earlier over Orthodox Jews spitting at Christian pilgrims. 4 of the suspects were arrested for incidents on Wednesday, and 1 for an incident earlier in the week, police said. 4 are adults and 1 is a minor.
And boy, did they get what they fucking deserved for that a few days later, huh? Hey, Jews, I'd say Yahweh looks pretty non-existent right now. In fact, I spit on Hashem. Allah is doing a great job right now, though. When your God can't even hand you a victory when you have the best technology on earth and you're backed by the richest empire in history and your enemy is a ghettoized population that you occupy and control and surveil, I think it's obvious that your God is a false one and there is no Messiah coming. If there was one, he came 2,000 years ago, and you killed him! You're damned to hell! Jews are a cursed people!
One of the individuals was arrested on assault charges, and the other 4 were arrested on suspicion of unlawful disorderly conduct, Israel police told CNN. The one charged with assault spat on a person, while the others spat towards people, police said to explain the different charges. One of the arrests is connected to the viral video from Monday of ultra-Orthodox Jews spitting on Christian pilgrims carrying a cross out of the Church of the Flagellation in the Old City, police said. Father Mateo, a priest in the Old City, told CNN Wednesday that there were sometimes 10 incidents of spitting a day near his monastery along the Via Dolorosa, the path that Christians believe Jesus walked to his crucifixion, with people calling it an impure place. It's probably impure because it's where Jews, and only Jews, not Romans, walked God to his death. They killed God. Can you believe that? I mean, they probably deserve to die for that, right? The priest said such incidents were not a problem for him, but the spitters, because when people grow up with hatred and despising all the others, it's really very sad for them. I'm so fucking sick of all these retarded faggot Christians who say shit like, oh, you don't have hate in your heart. It's bad for you. It's so bad. You're going to be so much healthier and happier if you just don't hate. Just like ignore all the political events happening around you and let Jews subjugate you. Become a Christian and let Jews subjugate you. No, I'm going to hate Jews. I'm going to hate Jews, and the catharsis when they're all dead is going to like regenerate me like a liter of adrenochrome straight to the heart. Like, since this happened, I've been way happier. Like, my lust for life is back. Yo, I'm back in my zone, bro. I'm so happy when I watch them die and go to hell. Like, please, more live leak videos of Jews hiding in dumpsters where they belong.
The custom of spitting near churches or monasteries is an ancient Jewish tradition,
far-right activist Elisha Yared wrote on Monday in response to a video of Orthodox Jews spitting on Christian pilgrims. Yeah, now I hope your wife gets raped in addition to being killed, Elisha. And from the Times of Israel, Sephardic Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef called secular Jews pitiable and stupid in comments made during a weekend sermon that were publicized Sunday on social media.
I am in the rabbinical court, receiving cases and seeing what's happening in the secular community. The secular community is suffering. They don't find fulfillment in life. Everything is done for worldly desires, Yosef said in the sermon. It's unbelievable, but we need to bring them closer. What some organizations are thankfully doing, bringing them closer and returning them to repentance, this is what needs to be done, and this is what
Yosef's father, former Chief Rabbi Ovadiah Yosef,
did, he added.
Referring to Orthodox organizations like Rosh Yehudi that gained attention over Yom Kippur for putting up a gender divider at a public prayer service in Tel Aviv in defiance of a court order upholding the municipal policy of no sex segregation in public places. During the sermon, Yosef claimed that
a person who eats non-kosher food, his brain gets stupid. He can't understand things, doesn't get it. As soon as he starts keeping kosher, you can start to influence him.
That's an interesting take, Shmuley, because it seems that secular Jews were not the ones who egregiously fucked up and let Palestinian fighters run wild in Israel and kill almost 1,000 kikes so far. Have you considered the possibility that kosher food is making you a retard? Haredi Jews have all the birth defects and lazy eyes, remember? The rabbi also said secular Jews are jealous of Haredi Jews. It's all jealousy. It all comes from jealousy and becomes hatred. Oh yeah, they hate us because they ain't us, said the drooling Jignat ghetto kike with a lazy eye and Tay-Sachs. They wish they worshipped a false god like we Haredi kikes do. Our false god is the best false god. With his words, Rabbi Yosef changed the definition of his role. He is not the chief rabbi of Israel, but rather the rabbi of a vocal minority that from the stands curses millions of Jews who serve in the army, endanger and sacrifice their lives, work and sustain this country, opposition leader
Yair Lapid
said.
In one thing, he was right. They felt a bit stupid this evening when they remembered that they are the ones who pay his salary.
And all those secular Jews in the Air Force said they wouldn't show up for duty over judicial reform, remember? I bet the Jewish monolith that pretends it isn't one is changing its tune right about now. Your pathetic kike soldiers are shitting their diapers right now at the prospect of a ground invasion of Gaza. Draft every single secular college student into this fight and let them all die when they walk into a Palestinian's home. Let Israel be inherited by the remaining drooling moronic Hasids and let it then be destroyed by righteous Muslims. Allahu Akbar! Our enemies here will have nowhere to run, and that is not my fucking problem. For therightstuff.biz, I'm Morakiu, and this is the Third Intifada.
Yeah. Welcome to the Intifada Cinematic Universe. I just was sent the screenshot of like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Okay. So like in the spirit of my new like SvenFL update, so I have a SvenFL update.
Okay.
The New York Football Giants, they tweeted out, "The New York Giants stand with the people of Israel and condemn the horrific, senseless terrorist attacks that have claimed innocent lives. Our thoughts are with the people of Israel." And the responses: "Please stand with getting a new offensive line. Evan Neal commits several senseless terror attacks every game. The Giants are committing horrific, senseless terrorist attacks on the field." It's like,
yeah.
It's like, we're 1-4. Can you worry about something more important, please?
Well, that's the truth. Because here's the thing with football fans. It's like, you might get them, be like, sure, I don't like the thing in Israel. But their real interest is just the football.
Like, so, can we get a win, please?
Yeah.
Jets won yesterday, so.
Well, you're getting a win.
Fuck,
right,
I had a slamming weekend. The Jets actually pulled a victory out of their ass.
Whether you like it or not, white people, you're getting a win right now. You might not fully understand.
You may not
that,
like it. This is what winning looks like.
You might not even want to win.
This is what peak performance looks like.
There are some people that don't want to win, and to them, I would say, well, you know, you have the option of always not winning in your own mind. Like, you can just be a loser by yourself. You know,
I should really.
Go be a loser elsewhere. What was
really
that thing you were looking at on Twitter with that, like, fat Jewish looking
guy?
That
was fake.
Okay.
It was a comedy bit. I thought it was real, and I've investigated before embarrassing myself.
Yes. You always got to do that. But,
It's just like, I forgot to
do. Oh, so here we go.
This is the bit that I do? I forgot to do?
The New York Football Giants stand with Israel.
Dude, I wonder if, like, Stephen Wright is going to be out there like crying tears for kikes.
Thanks, Stephen Wright, like talking like this.
Oh,
wait, is that
Stephen Wright? Who's the nigger on ESPN who's always doing BLM stuff? Isn't his name also Stephen Wright?
No, he's I can see his stupid nigger face too.
Stephen.
It's not Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright is that comedian that.
Yeah, whoever thought was Jewish, but isn't.
It's Stephen A. Smith, isn't it?
Oh, Stephen A. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. What is Stephen A. Smith? Is he going to just be crying tears for Israel? He probably will. Because he always makes political commentary. He doesn't. The guy just might as well.
Let me get to
when
him on Twitter
leaves
here.
ESPN, just like, what's the other guy? Well, just like, what's that Jew's name? No, he wasn't Jewish. He was a secular libtard.
Does he not have. Okay, here's his Twitter account.
Does he stand with Israel?
Probably. Here he is dressed up like a... He's like, I'm a
cowboy.
Dressed
up like an Israeli soldier. Oh, sorry.
On a steel horse, I ride.
I don't really see anything about Israel. He's just he's cooning and shit.
Yeah, he's just shugging and jiving.
He's predicting that Dak throws 2 interceptions this weekend versus the Niners.
Oh, man. Too bad Shannon Sharp has I think with Israel, skip.
It's terrible what they're doing.
Skip. Is this Skip Bayless a Jew?
They put that Raver girl in the back of a pickup truck.
I can't tell you, my heart just goes out to all the suffering and dying people in Israel, Skip. Look, I know you call me a nigga, Skip, but it's okay. But yeah,
is Stephen A. Smith staying out of? I don't want to do politics on this show. It's like except for nigger politics.
Yeah, well, that's like that's like literally as soon as anybody says I don't like politics, it's like here we go.
Yeah, I'm already back to October 3rd. He doesn't seem to make any statement on here. Yeah. So, unless he's shucking and jiving video he's doing has something to do with
Israel. He's like loving the Palestinians. He's
maybe he's loving.
He's like this is Stephen A. Smith's reaction to the invasion of Gaza.
Yeah, he's like,
let's see what he said. This is funny.
This is him, like he saw the reports. He saw some of the videos.
Yeah, he's watching the hang gliders.
He's watching the paraglider video, and he's just like, God. That's a funny idea.
I was making this video after it was proven
that Israel can be defeated.
I was right when I said Dak Prescott was going to throw 2 interceptions. And guess what? Before I had a chance to finish the video,
Israel was overrun with terrorists. Oh my God. Yeah, right. Boy, I had a chance to finish the video. Hamas was motorcycling all over southern Israel, attacking fucking Jewish towns.
He was predicting an IDF fumble.
Yeah, there was a big fumble. So, yeah. Yeah.
It's Grandpa Shaq.
The people that are predicting, I got to say, the prediction that, like, maybe let this all happen because they wanted to level
Israel's going
to
be way stronger after this is over with.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The problem is they're going to lose all of that. Even if the Arabs can't hold that land outside of the Gaza Strip, the Jews can't either. It's just going to be no man's land. That desert area, they're not going to get any of those kikes moving back to those burned towns. That area, Israel has gotten smaller. Okay, that whole Negev desert area and that southern pointy part of it, no one's going to live there anymore. They've all left. First of all, they've all already left. And then a lot of them are like piling out trying to get out of airports. They were talking about how like Jews want to get back into Israel. So like, and since every airline but two Israeli airlines had canceled their flights, those airlines had to like up the number of flights from Europe to Israel, from America to Israel. And I'm like, no. What they need to do is get planes into Israel to load them up with Jews to get them out. No one's flying in. Those planes flying in are empty.
Empty.
They're empty. They're gonna ferry Jews back out once they leave. Like there's no one flying in right now. The beaches outside of Tel Aviv are empty today. Well, I wonder why. What, suddenly no one feels like going to the beach?
Is that where Tommy Robinson was posting from? Remember he's like doing that his angry video, like he's shirtless on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, he's
all right, mate. Hey, he's bloody terrorist in Hamas.
It's just like
Hamas.
Does he call it Hamas?
Yeah, you got Hamas.
God, that guy fucking sucks.
I fucking
hate
that
guy.
So
bad. Why don't he Packies like rape him when he's in England?
Yeah.
Why don't he try to rape like innocent young girls? Like, no, grab Tommy Robinson and rape him.
Tommy Robinson.
Make him humbler.
Tommy Robinson basically is like taking the Arabian goggles from the kikes every fucking day. You know? What's that?
Arabian goggles?
Oh, you know what that is?
No, I know what that is. That's what I think it is, right?
Yeah, it's what you think it is. Sorry. But I did not
have that on my bingo card today.
I'm just saying that's what Tommy Robinson does.
I'm like
every day, he's giving him the Arabian.
So
goggles.
I actually read that somewhere. Like that wasn't like a figment of like a horrible nightmare. Like Arabian goggles.
You don't need to explain what it is.
I'm not going to explain what
it
is.
If you search it on Google,
no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think it's appropriate because that's what he's doing. I mean. I mean, that's what he does every day. He goes home and some kike just gives him the Arabian goggles.
It's worse than a rusty venture.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Brock. All right. Can we go now? We can go now.
Oh, man. There's so much more to say, but I'm sure it'll be said.
Hopefully we come back tomorrow and Israel's destroyed.
No one can follow Arabian goggles.
6-hour striking, Mike, tomorrow, I'm sure. Because getting Striker to shut up about this is going to be highly difficult. But, yeah.
Poor Alan.
Yeah, I know. I felt kind of bad, too.
I felt kind of bad too, but he was enjoying it. But I was like, well, it's supposed to be me and him.
I know.
And then like the hours two and three was just yeah. So he got.
Oh,
a lot.
I must have missed the beginning then. I went
for an hour before
I was
Strider
down here
came on.
Trying to do some work, and I listened to it for about an hour.
Yeah, he actually had prep. And then we like threw that in the garbage.
Novel.
Because like the thing that happened.
Oh, okay. So he had prep that didn't involve.
Yeah, prep that didn't involve
the total destruction of Israel. This specific version of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he can just do that prep later. But no. He and I did a full hour before. And he was just talking about. You know, I remember when I was in 1973, I was working construction.
Oh, the
and
the
I was listening to the radio about these Jews just running away and getting their tanks blown up, and it was great. It was good stuff. Yeah, I can't do a good. Impression of him, but yeah, we did a good hour before Stryker came in right. And just steamrolled everybody.
I'm gonna check that out. That's gonna be the new format. That show's gonna be on the weekends if Warren ever comes back.
Yeah, Warren should be getting back.
Warren's abandoned us. Dark times.
Yeah,
I just like to see things like that in the listener's mind.
I have no idea where he went.
Has anyone seen Warren? Warren is missing.
Yeah, where could he be?
He's tied to a missile.
Where could he be?
Suddenly, tied to a missile.
So wait, it's like this. It's like he disappears, and suddenly this shit kicks off. What happened?
Tie me to a missile and fire me at Tel Aviv. My forehead is ready. I'm sorry.
Just like shot. Smash it with the. Yeah. Like,
something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that picture. He doesn't look like that. I don't know.
No, it's just somehow. I think he's gonna leans forwards and.
Is that what it is?
He leans forward and pictures.
All right. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
An Arabian conquest, Jesus.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's funny.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't hate unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.